Network. Tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones at alexjoneslive.com. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the links and spread the word. We've only just begun to fight.
Vladimir Solovyov on yesterday, the top Russian broadcaster, big buddies with Putin. And he said, yeah, nuclear war's a probability, just get ready, and we're ready to go to nuclear war, let's do it. The Russians aren't playing around. Of course, I got the same information from Victor Boot. Talk about Russian insider. Now, you might want to listen to me. If you remember back in October, about 4 months before the war started, 4.5 years ago, or expanded, I went on air and I said the Russians will attack before the end of February. I said that in October. So October, November, December, January, February. So, goodness gracious, 5 months before. Oh, guess what? NATO came out today officially and said the Russians are planning to strike European countries in the next 2 weeks. And that's not BS. That's true. Now, what do you think is going to happen when that goes down? Oh, I know. We've got all sorts of other stuff to talk about. We've got all sorts of Netflix programs and all sorts of sports on TV. It's all so much fun. And we've got all the warmongers over here. It's a minority of people, but they love it. Why, I'm a panicking. This Ukraine war is wonderful. The Iran war is wonderful. This is so good. The jobless numbers are so horrible. We're strategic oil reserves out of oil. A world at war. Iran conflict goes global. Oh, Axios, the CIA. That's the CIA. What did I say when this all started 4+ years ago? It's a new world war. What's a global war with all these big powers together and mass death? A couple million dead in Ukraine alone. What's that called when you got all these different wars going on and different power blocks fighting? It's called a world war. But Mark Levin, the great one, he makes jokes about it. Says, what world war are we up to now, Alex? I explained the CIA and the Defense Department call this World War IV in their war games. The Cold War was World War III. Sorry, I have acted. Sorry, I don't just read talking points and live with my thumb up my butt. Like you dumbasses. I'm talking about people like Mark Levin who's going to get us all killed. Israel's looking at this war all one-dimensionally about, oh, they're winning, they're going to take Lebanon, they're going to take Syria. Ben Gavir's running around foaming at the mouth. Literally has a shrine to a mass shooter in his house that he worships. Completely cuckoo. And that's who's driving the military policy to a great extent. You have the lunatics of the EU, unelected commission, that want their war with Russia. That's where their corrupt bureaucracies and royalty and Hitler go to die. Is Russia. Just ask Napoleon Bonaparte. Ask old Adolf Hitler. Ask the Muslims. Ask the Huns. Ask them all. So here we are. Look at Drudge just emblematically. Drudge was ahead of the curve. He was right. I mean, many things I was wrong, you know. I mean, Trump was better than Democrats before, but I mean, now it's kind of chicken or the egg thing. But look at Drudge. The story is Trump in ruins, ballroom blocked, oh, jobs disaster, even Fox running away. And that's all newsworthy, but not compared to what's down below it. NATO, Russia's getting ready to hit in 2 weeks. Russia has told them, we're getting ready to target. We think we'll hit Poland first, where you're putting all those munitions. Then we're going to hit France, and we're going to hit Germany. And then if you hit us back, nukes, bitch, let's go. So they've loaded the gun, cocked it, put it to the head, and said, you're the ones bombing us. We're about to hit you back. So they're about to fire across the bow with heavy missiles hitting Europe. Get ready, boys and girls. Everybody wants a nuclear war? Get your hot dogs out and roast them, because you got a good chance you're going to be dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776RX.health.
When I grow up, I want to stop a nuclear war.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Band. And we're cruising towards nuclear war. It is Friday, August 7th, 2026. I am your host, Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Well, if you remember, 5 months before the 4.5 months before the main Russian invasion of Ukraine 4.5 years ago and change, I said Russia will attack, will invade before the end of February. And I'm on record. And I've been on record for the last 6 months, every day, saying Russia will start striking NATO countries. Because I understand the threat escalation ladder, I understand the Russian posturing, I understand their doctrine, and I understand when they publicly say we're getting ready to strike, they mean they're getting ready to strike if NATO continues to give the high-tech munitions and guidance, means the U.S., to Ukraine to continue to attack Russia with up to 2,000 drones a week just trying to hit Moscow, and many of them hitting. Now, what would the United States do if Russia had taken over Canada and was firing thousands of drones a day at Washington, D.C., or a week? It would never have happened. So I'm against this abject, total insanity, the unelected EU dictatorship and NATO dragging us into this. And Trump inherited this, and Trump's been trying to shut it down, but he hasn't done what he could do, turning off the intelligence. And that doesn't just mean spies sneaking around on the ground. That means the satellites, the guidance, the direction of the weapons. When Zelensky got in his face at the White House, Trump turned off their guidance for 1 week, and the Russians took giant amounts of territory and just obliterated them because they were blind. The United States runs the show. The United States is at war with Russia. I said when Trump was president-elect that Putin would soon announce, okay, we've been at war. You've been at war with us. It's official. Now stop. 1 week after I said that, Putin said exactly that, because I'm in the game. I got my head in the game. A lot of this intel, I don't even get from the Pentagon or White House sources or high-level Russian sources that you see on the show, highest level. I make the analysis and then give you my view on where we are, and in almost every case, you notice it's proven right. That's why, and I'm not bragging about this, and I haven't done it because of optics and things that I've got going on. There's no need for me to go do this, but I've been invited to Russia. I've been invited to meet Putin. I've been invited to have dinner with Lavrov. I've been invited to go have meetings with their top ministers. No, nobody gets that. Okay? Not even Tucker Carlson, other than his meeting with Putin. My point is, I said, no. I'm going to sit here and give you my pure American analysis of what's going on. And the Russians know it's dead on. And the Russians asked me, how do you know that? How'd you know we're going to do that? And I'm like, are you kidding me? You can look at it from the ground. You can look at it from the sources. You can look at the posturing. You can look at history. I know. Now, the only reason I lay all that out is the credibility. Everybody knows I'm spot on about this. Everybody knows I'm on the money. But you don't need to just believe Alex Jones is on the money. NATO came out, and you notice it's in the newspapers, it's halfway down. In the local paper, it's in the world section here in Austin. On Drudge, it's down on the left-hand side. The ballroom getting blocked by a judge is the top story. Because that's a political football, something we can grasp. NATO coming out and saying, Russia is going to strike us in the next 2 weeks. They're going to hit Poland. They're going to hit France. They're going to hit Germany. They're going to hit the UK. Now, that's kind of a big deal, isn't it? Overhead shot, please. Here's the London Telegraph, AP Reuters, The Sun, New York Post. Russia could attack NATO within weeks, U.S. intelligence warns. So, and that's why when I say NATO, that's U.S. intelligence. That's who really runs the show. Russia could attack NATO within weeks, U.S. intelligence warns, as Putin aims to test alliance amid weapons shortages. Now, back when the Pentagon was saying 4.5 years ago, Russia's getting ready to invade, and everybody said, oh, the Pentagon lies. Jones, why are you agreeing with the Pentagon that Russia's getting ready to attack? And I said, because I've got my own analysis. This is true. And they could see the weapons being shipped to the border, the medical systems, the blood, the ambulances. They could see a million troops moving up to the border. Not that a million were going to go in, but that's the backup in case it went to full war with NATO. So they saw a million troops mobilize and move up. The Russians didn't do that to play patty cake baker's man. Roll them up, put them in a pan. No. And then I interviewed Russians on the air and Russian journalists, and I watched their body language. Ones that are known intelligence operatives. And I'm like, so you're getting ready to invade, what, in February? This is like a month before. No, we're not to invade. Now, Alex, feed going bad. Oh, can't talk. Bye-bye. Stuff like that, so I get the final pieces of intel. Like, no. No, what do we not attack? What do you mean? So that's how I get my final intel, is watching these other shows, having people on. That's what I'm doing. And behind the scenes. Meanwhile, the airports are still full of U.S. troops flying out to the Middle East, not to Europe. And Trump's been pulling troops out of Europe by the tens of thousands. So we're now in a multi-front war, running low on munitions. The Russians are 4.5+ years into this. They've said, you've been escalating the attacks inside Russia. If you do it, we're getting ready to hit your weapons depots, and we're going to start with Poland. And they told Poland that 2 months ago. Poland suddenly discovered that Nazis run Ukraine under Zelensky. They suddenly discovered that Ukraine is running phone scams and bank fraud against the Polish. They suddenly discovered that they are cheating them on their farm deals. And suddenly the Poles pulled back and said, oh, we're going to stop giving you as much support. And they're withdrawing support. They're like, because the Russians told them, we're going to attack you first and we're going to take part of Poland. Or you can sit on the sidelines, and when we carve up Ukraine, you can get those areas of Ukraine that used to be part of Poland. And the Poles are like, So I'm watching all the diplomatic behavior going on. And so now Russia's like, well, we'll just go right to the head of the beast. We're going to strike the UK. We'll hit a weapons factory in the UK with a ballistic missile. And folks, if you don't think the Russians won't hit them, the Russians have their capital on fire every day. 2,000+ drones try to attack Moscow on average every week. Dozens get through. Almost every day you look at the Moscow skyline, it looks like World War III, because it is. Yeah, let's go back to that headline. Russia sends World War III threat to attack U.S. and U.K. We can kill you anytime. Oh, who's that saying it? Who's that all over the news? Oh, the guy that was on my show yesterday who spends half his time on the front lines. Gee, wonder where I get my information. But I don't need to get it from them. But you heard him on the show yesterday. He said, nuclear war is now a probability. We're ready. Let's go. Now, if the United States had 2,000 drones a week coming out of Canada and dozens were hitting, and we saw monuments on fire, what do you think we'd do? I'm going to say it again. So the insane people are the globalists and the Rothschilds and George Soros and Newland and Lindsey Graham, who's dead now, and John McCain, but they started all this, and now it's escalating on the threat escalation ladder, just like we told you with Iran. They won't fall. They'll close the strait. It'll kill the economy. It'll kill the midterms, and that's the least of the bad scenarios. And we're now in that 160. How many days are we into the war? So now U.S. intelligence and NATO, 160 days in, are saying Russia's getting ready to hit within 2 weeks. And do you know why? Russia has told them, okay, you're bombing us. We're going to escalate up to you. We're going to have limited strikes on some of your weapons depots. Russia's even said we may just do a demonstration and not even have warheads on these ballistic missiles like they did a couple years ago to Ukraine when they hit the six warehouses perfectly with a hole on the top of each one with that supersonic, hypersonic ballistic missile. And you see the eight warheads come in. And the news went, look, their bombs aren't big. And it shows the warehouses with perfect holes in the tops. And I said, the Russians did that as a demonstration of delivering nuclear weapons via reentry MIRV devices that our anti-missile systems can't stop. And one day later, Putin said this was a demonstration that you can't stop our missiles. Because I understand doctrine. And those of you that don't understand this, this is very simple stuff. I don't understand how to act cool. I don't understand how to go to cocktail parties and wear a tuxedo. Actually, I do. I can take those things over. I am the party if I want to. But I don't do that because I'm not a peacock and I'm into the real world and I'm into stopping thermonuclear war. But all the rest of you people, I'm talking about our audience. I'm talking about the candy-ass Democrats, the candy-ass Republicans. All of you people are going to get us all killed. You are playing in a uber-dangerous dimension right now. You have a massive normalcy bias that you think that the good old times are going to go on forever and Russia's like a trillion miles away. It's out past Pluto and the Kuiper Belt. No, it ain't, folks. It's 6,000 miles away. And their submarines are 3 minutes away from vaporizing our cities. Vaporizing our cities. And we're like, well, we'll vaporize yours. Yeah, that's called mutually assured destruction. You'd have to be crazy to do it. So just keep having your normalcy bias, but when the hydrogen bombs are detonating and you're sitting in your house or office and all of a sudden the windows all blow out and then 10 seconds later you see a flash of red coming at you, that's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. When the fireball hits you, and that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And, of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you get the nuclear winter and the fallout, and then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, but they'll all been gone totally crazy. You'd have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the near of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the Army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to have to contend with as we rebuild civilization. And it's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the gas. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You will be given your vengeance. But I don't choose that. I'll just stay here and die in a fireball. Now, this is now a probable scenario. And I know you have a normalcy bias. Because things have been so good. You know, okay, maybe the communists killed 200 million people in the last century. And yeah, World War II killed 100 million plus. And yeah, World War I. But you know what? That's never going to happen here. We're all insulated. We have our Netflix. But you know, the top billionaires have all publicly run off to the southern hemisphere. I mean, you know they've evacuated. You know the Sergey Brins and Larry Pages and Eric Schmitz? They're down on giant yachts with private islands with fortified platoons of troops. James Cameron's got a whole armada. His main base is New Zealand, but he's got an armada because he's been sure this is coming forever. Well, now they're all out to sea right now. They're little floating ocean cities. Oh, they're libertarians that just want to have, you know, floating cities because they want to test libertarianism out. Yeah, right. You can't get an escape pod and go get out of world war, nuclear war in space. We don't have Elysium built yet. It's called the ocean. So when the elites are in their escape pods, ejecting, that means they think there's a better than 50% chance of a nuclear war, nuclear war, nuclear war. Not fun, not fun. What do you think's going to happen when Russia starts blasting the UK, France, and Germany in 2 weeks? You think NATO's going to strike back and escalate? Yeah, they are. And then it's off to the races, nuclear war. Now, Russia's doing this to get a discussion going and to hopefully have some sanity. And the Pentagon's been telling Trump, try to help Trump end the war. They don't want to have a nuclear war. The Russians don't want to have a nuclear war, but the political class running all this is demon-possessed. And that's what's going on here. And I told you that Saudi Arabia was going to split off from Israel and go with Pakistan and Turkey. Said that a month ago. Boom, just happened. And now they've shipped Saudi Arabia's nukes that they've been keeping for almost 20 years in Pakistan into Saudi Arabia, and they're out there in the warehouses with the jets, the fighter bombers, ready, gassed up with the pilots, sitting there in the air-conditioned room 24 hours a day to get the go code to get in those and start dropping hydrogen bombs. Told you that before it was in the news, didn't I? So people don't have the nukes out on the tarmac because they're going to play a game of pinochle or tennis or tiddlywinks. So we're in a new world war. It's escalating quickly. Everything Trump tried to do in the past, all the good stuff's falling apart. People say, oh, Jones admits he was wrong about supporting Trump. No, he was light years better than Democrats. But now he's gone off the edge, and anything good he's doing is overshadowed by the Iran war that just helped escalate this into full world war. And the job numbers came in and are absolutely horrible. and the inflation's off the chain, and you've got White House officials, I never even got to this yesterday, reprint it because I pulled the old stack off, multiple White House officials making jokes. Cernovich retweeted it and was saying it was crazy. If you want to find it, Cernovich reposted some of it. I found a couple of them. White House, high-level White House officials, speechwriters. TVUSA is like, man, the students really don't have money for burritos. You know, why are burritos $20? And they go, oh, your poor burrito. Let you eat cake, you little pussies. You know, so what? There's inflation's not bad. White House officials, while they're doing insider trading, hand over fist, making billions of dollars individually a month, people complain about cost of living, and it's just like, yeah, shut up. And Trump's like, I don't want to hear about the average American's economic peril. I don't even think about people in bad economic situation. I got a war to win. I'm a wartime president. Even if you think that, why are you saying that? He had like a 40% approval rating when he started making those statements. And I said, it'll go to 30, and in a week it did. I don't need to know if those polls are right or not. I talk to the public on the ground. And I love the neocons and the white pillars and the camp followers, kind of the cat turd type people. I don't actually know who that is. That if a booger fell out of Trump's nose, they would bow down and worship it like it was Mecca. And guys like that, they just say everything's wonderful. Everything's great. Things couldn't be better. But you understand you guys are a minority of conservatives and populists and common sense people that don't want to glow in the dark of nuclear war. And you're helping us lose the midterms. And just because you delusionally have invincible ignorance and just keep doubling down saying those of us that know what we're talking about are wrong, it doesn't do anything. You are wrong. We are crashing into the iceberg. And I only say this to you because I feel sorry for you. You're supposedly conservatives. You're not mindless cult member, Democrat, Socialist of America that believe outright bull. DC has produced more billionaires than the rest of the country in the last decade, in just the last 2 years. The Trump administration has absolutely looted things like never before. Washington, D.C. is America's newest billionaire boomtown. The Trump administration has refunded $100 billion in tariffs. Will you get any of the money? Lutnick wrote the treaty, wrote the tariffs, wrote it to fail. The Supreme Court said, sir, if this was written correctly, you would have won this. Just reissue it this way. Trump didn't even do that. And then Lutnick's firm buys up all the insurance, telling the companies, no, these tariffs will succeed. And then he makes the lion's share of the insurance money on the $100 billion. And then the fact that Trump didn't reverse that or didn't reissue it, he's on in the take. He's already on the take everywhere else. He literally did all that to screw us. Or he's an idiot. Doesn't matter. It's what happened. And I'm supposed to sit here and go, oh, I love that. I love you writing the tariffs so they failed so your buddy gets all the insurance money on $100 billion. God, that's even more inventive than Larry Silverstein getting double terrorism insurance in the World Trade Centers 2 months before they blew it up. And Larry Silverstein said they blew it up on TV. Talk about rubbing it in. Yeah, we made the decision to blow the building up. Yeah, the order, watch it come down. PBS. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll send you some methylene blue, and if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that power plant formula If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, an absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow, incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was Clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and make the purchase now.
Hey!
Zionists really want to kill the Russian Christians. And then when they strike back at us, it'll kill the West as well. Yes, that's what Skynet wants, to kill all the humans, have us kill each other. That's what Satan wants. That's the plan. And now the Pentagon warns that Russia is set to strike NATO countries, France, and the UK and Germany within 2 weeks. And what will NATO do when that strike happens? What will the United States do when that strike happens? Will they escalate? Because the West has escalated above the Russians, so now they're saying they're going to match our escalation. That would mean thousands of attacks inside European countries, inside NATO countries, if they're going to match it. Though the Russians have telegraphed they're going to do limited demonstration strikes on weapons depots. They've even said perhaps not even with warheads on them, to then get the people's attention to stop your leaders. Stop attacking us, because the next ones are going to have warheads on them. The ones we send in every day got warheads on them. Who's in the wrong? A five-year-old can tell you who's in the wrong here. Who's trying to cut your son's penis off? The Russians? No. The globalist. Who's flooding your borders with third-world populations? The Russians? No, the globalist. That's the reality. We've been showing you a simulated strike on Russia. Let's show the strike on Europe, simulation by the Russians, and it's later in this simulation, and the U.S. submarines popping up, all the other fun goodies. So that's where we are. And a lot of you are like, is there an echo in here? I've been hearing a lot about Russia's getting ready to strike NATO in the coming months, and I said the coming weeks. I said last week, have the archivist find it. I said, oh my gosh, I said last week over and over again every day that I believe in the next few weeks Russia is going to strike. Didn't get that from the Pentagon. Right here. Right here. Usually do contact the archivist. Archivist is in Austin, too, is on a well-deserved ski vacation. And he's not here. So dude's not listening. So you guys call the archivist and just have him go into last week. And I specifically say, I believe that NATO will probably get hit in the next couple weeks. And then, oh, now there's a Pentagon report that reportedly came out last week that we now learn about, saying 2 weeks. That means a week. And I hope and pray that this doesn't happen. I hope the Russians don't strike. People say, oh, Jones predicted a strike within 2 weeks. It didn't happen. No, I said they're preparing to and have warned they're going to. And now the Pentagon has put out a report word for word what I have been saying at you until your ears bleed. All the regular listeners are like, yeah, we heard that 15 times last week. Yep, you sure did. And I say that to not go, ooh, I'm smart. The Russians have said it. They mean it. They're going to do it. Russia could attack NATO within weeks, U.S. intelligence warns. U.S. officials believe Russia may attempt to escalate tensions by mounting a small land incursion or launching cyber attacks across Eastern Europe anytime from the autumn to 2029. So they put it out years, but they're saying within the next 2 weeks. The Wall Street Journal reported. The report marks a significant shift in U.S. intelligence assessments from their previous stance that Vladimir Putin would not attack while still caught in the war in Ukraine. Well, that's, the Russians have said you have weeks to within a month. It's like, my prediction is not even a prediction. My prediction is they mean it. But, you know, they run ads all over the U.S. media. This is one out of New York. What do you do when the nuclear bombs are coming and the nuclear missiles? Get inside. Oh, yeah, they'll tell you get in the basement. Get inside so the glass blows in. They don't even tell you, you know, close the windows, any of that. They tell you, tune in to local radio or go to their app. Let me explain something. When hydrogen bombs are detonating above your city, you're not going to have your apps working. You're not going to have radio stations working. You're going to be dead or buried in rubble. I love it. They say, shut the doors and windows. No, it's pull the drapes. Get in a bathroom if you don't have a basement. They can't even give you good advice. Have your children stand in front of the window so the glass cuts their carotid arteries. Go to our app during a nuclear war. How about you stick your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye? You know what? Let's play that public service announcement in a moment. Yeah, they're running. Oh, and FEMA's been saying last year, get a week of food and water ready because there might be a nuclear war. So we've escalated on Russia. They're getting ready to escalate. I want to open the phones up, and I want to talk to veterans and current active duty. I want to talk to folks that particularly go to the head of the line if you worked in the missile forces or nuclear department. Let's fire the phone system up. And one other group, because I am screening calls here live on the air right now. By screening, usually I just say free-for-all, but when I say a specific topic, specific group, that way we get those people. I also want to hear from anybody that loves the Iran war and loves the Ukraine war, people that disagree. So any veterans, active duty, you name it, we're taking your calls on this out-of-control war. Where do you think it's going? What should we do? You agree with me, disagree with me? I'm not screening for opinions. I just want to be on this topic. And if you disagree with me and you're serious, people calling to get to the head of the line, they're fake disagreeing. If you're serious, I want to hear from you about how I'm a panicking and the economy's great and the Iran war is going great and the Ukraine war is wonderful and we should be bombing inside Russia and Lindsey Graham is God. I want to hear from you. 512-266-0642. If you're outside the U.S., your country code, 512-266-0642. 512-266-0642. And I got a bunch of other insane Democrat Socialist America news and Epstein news and Todd Blanche news and insider trading mass theft news by the Democrats and Republicans. And I've got TMC obtains new UFO files, mysterious footage revealed. And I've got Europe-wide terror concerns amid rise of ISIS-inspired attacks and radicalization. I'm sorry, we won't be talking about a judge blocking for now the stupid ballroom. Or, did somebody sabotage a reflecting pool or didn't they? They put a bad liner in. Trump blamed it on vandals. It became a focal point. They arrested a bunch of Antifa and leftists slicing stuff up afterwards and dumping algae in. That's all true. And then they arrested an innocent Olympian and, of course, charged him. That all blew up in their face. How is that our top story, a reflecting pool in the stupid ballroom? I'm sorry, I'm not talking about it. How about mass joblessness numbers pouring in? How about inflation exploding? How about the Iran war spiraling out of control? How about we were right, the neocons and the Israel firsters and their paid influencers were wrong? But Israel knew, that Israel said, we want you in a quagmire, we want chaos in the Middle East so we can exploit it and expand greater Israel. Israel knew this wasn't going to go the way they told Trump when they tricked him into this. It's not just that talking point that Trump got tricked. You got Lindsey Graham on tape posthumously bragging how he got Trump into it and tricked him and all of it. Netanyahu bragging how they did it. They sit there and talk crap about Trump on international television. Why? Is he compromised? I don't know. But all his enemies, all the never-Trumpers, boy, they're the catch-me-out. They're the good guys. And then he's taken their advice, and the country and the world and his approval rating and the Republican approval ratings have gone in the toilet and down the sewage line. And we're supposed to just love it. We're supposed to just support it. 512-260-0642. All right, that's enough of the number. Okay, let me just give you an illustration of how I'm sad for these people that live in delusional cuckoo land. Overhead shot, please. We'll show you HD versions of these. So, Ben Garrison, who I've known for, I don't know, probably 25 years, been interviewing him off and on. He's come to Austin. Him and his wife had dinner with him. Very nice guy. You know, great artist. And he's done so many cartoons supporting me when I was being censored and promoting the show. And we promoted him. I mean, he's a great guy. And so I'm not mad at Ben, you know, joining in and attacking me with Roger Stone last week and all that. But they're positioning themselves to be sycophants for Trump. That's what they've chosen. They think that's loyalty when Trump has not been loyal to what he said he would do. But it's emblematic of not all the boomers. I'm not singling out boomers, except statistically 65% of boomers are supporting the war. They're the only group other than the Israel First lobby that supports it. Not all boomers, but you know, as a group, they're the ones doing this. And so we'll put the full screen of this up, please. He said, after years of Alex Jones jumping the shark decided it was his turn. Jones is out here in 2026, impeach Trump raft, yelling, what the F, while the shark casually says, love your show, Alex. Hate to see it. Jones used to be one of the loudest voices fighting for America. Now this, has Alex officially jumped the shark one too many times? Read the full post here. And it's if you're a radio listener, it's a stupid graphic. Not one of his better cartoons of me in a yellow Zodiac boat. Says 2026 impeach Trump with a big great white shark jumping above me saying, love your show. And so the idea is I'm about to be sunk. I'm about to be destroyed because I am against this war and against nuclear war and against all of the inflation and just all the terrible things that are happening. And to a boomer, I guess it's all about being in the in club and like they're at the cool, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, Howard Lutnick table. And they're telling me at the lunch table, you're not welcome at our table. I'm sorry. I was never at the lunch table. I just really never was. I was always, you know, past that. So I'm not really a joiner. I don't feel shunned, because that's what they all do. They go, oh, you're not at the cool table. You're in trouble. You're having big problems. I don't do what I do on air to be popular. I do what I believe is right and accurate. But let me give you a little newsflash. When I came out on the day of 9/11 and said it was an inside job, there were bombs in the buildings, because they said they blew up Building 7 on TV that day, and I lost 70% of my stations from upwards of 170, whatever it was, down to like 35 stations in a month. And the stations were calling saying, you got high ratings, we love you, but you can't say this is an inside job, we're going to turn you off. And they would turn me off. And I went from making a couple $1 million a year gross to fund the operation to, you know, making a couple hundred thousand. I didn't care. What I cared about was telling the truth. It wasn't even a thought to me. Now, let me explain something to Ben Garrison and Cat Turd and the rest of you, your type. It's popular criticizing Trump. The general audience is pissed off at me that I'm not more angry at him. And when he started going sideways over a year ago, a lot of the audience was pissed that I wasn't quick enough to really sink my teeth into what was happening and go after Trump to get him to course correct, though I was. So let me explain something. This is not a popularity contest, but if it was, you guys are losing. Nobody wants to be at the Jeffrey Epstein, Howard Lutnick, nuclear war, Lindsey Graham, Never Trumper, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro. You know, Ben Shapiro, with the billions behind him, he had billions behind him of Israeli money, on record, laundered through Texas oil, out of Cisco, Texas. He was one of the top five or six hosts in the last 7-8 years they built him up. Since he went full mask off Israeli operative, his average video on YouTube used to get about 2 million views. His average one now gets 5,000. And then they have the graphs, Google graphs of him, and his audience is down like 95%. Same thing for Mark Levin. Trump's numbers are in the toilet. But you guys like pretend and go, aha, you guys aren't popular. Oh, you jumped the shark. No, Trump jumped the shark, killing internal enforcement with the Border Patrol. We had the former head of it on reluctantly a few months ago to just say that's the case. Now it's all admitted. The Ukraine war is wildly unpopular. Remember when Trump was against it? The Iran war, 80%+ of the average voters against it, 60%+ of Republican voters. Fox News, Drudge has the headline, and I already reported this weeks ago. Fox News host, it was just a few of them a month ago. Now it's a bunch of them are against the war. Fox News is turning against the war. Do you understand that? Does that get into your gourd that you are the one that jumped the shark? You are the ones that were played into this disaster by Israel to create chaos, and Israel's only thinking one-dimensionally about its living space, its Lebensraum, its expansion, its greater Israel. So we fixed Ben Garrison's cartoon. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. Instead of Alex Jones out in the ocean with a giant great white jumping over me, and I'm like all scared in my rubber boat. Oh, God, I'm impeached Trump, and it's just a little flimsy dinghy, and I'm going to get eaten by a shark. Help me, don't hurt me, please. Mommy, 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 mommy. Oh, look, I'm not a cool boomer. Look, I don't have 1 foot in the grave. You're not at the 1 foot in the grave table, Jones. And I love the boomers. I love my parents. They're awake. I'm not at the boomers that are this type. But what is in the grave is their political ideology of war and endless wars and neocon wars that, like a disease that I thought we'd expunged, they've caught again. So we fixed Ben Garrison's cartoon for him. We made a couple different versions here. So here's an overhead shot. Here's Ben Garrison's. And then now we've fixed him for him. The Iran war jumps Trump, strategic defeat, out of the munitions. Now you beg for a deal. How's the inflation in the U.S.? Then we've got another one here, right here. The shark jumps Trump. Love your war, Trump. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are. So we'll post the two fixed versions when we upload this video that's live right now, later to X. We'll post with this video the fixed versions for you. Now they're fixed, Ben. And maybe while you're, doing your cartoons from the nursing home, you can teach us all about the future and how to not be a panicker and, you know. And look, I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just being emblematic here that you guys are a dead ideology, okay? We're not neocons. We're not Israel firsters. We don't want to nuke Russia. We don't want the borders open. We don't want total inflation. We reject all that. All right, I'm going to go to your calls to Kevin and No Lock, Brad, Claudio, Brady, and others here in just a moment. I intend to stop them launching their next pandemic with your help. I intend to dial back this war and shut this down. There's a lot of good signs. You got all these Fox News hosts now against all these wars. That means a lot of the establishment and the Pentagon is against it. The Pentagon was against the Iran war. We've got a good chance of stopping this. When I get up here and the Pentagon puts out a report saying they can attack any time coming up in the next few weeks, that's not saying that's going to happen. It's saying things are serious. Russia's getting ready to do it as a warning to get a discussion going to get us to the table. And we started this, so we should be at the table. And I need your support to continue on this fight at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a big sale going on right now where you get 50% off on the Irish Sea Moss capsules, the creatine powder, the turmeric gummies, the Super Greens green gummies. And these are all the highest quality, the best Irish Sea Moss, the best creatine powder. Just go look up the types there, look it up, ask ChatGPT, whatever you want. And, you know, is this the best formula? It'll tell you. Because we go out and private label whatever the highest rated, highest strength, highest quality is. That way we don't reinvent the wheel. Almost all our products are private labels of already five-star bestsellers of other companies. We have proprietary things like Methylene Red that's incredible, that's special. We have other proprietary products like Ultimate Power, the strongest 10-hour clean energy, even better than Turbo Force. It's all there. It's all discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's amazing, and it funds this operation. Also, we have the new Shilajit tincture. Shilajit has all these natural peptides. It's incredible. It's in multi-million-year-old deposits in the Himalayas. They don't even know where it comes from. They believe diatoms for millions of years grow in oil deposits and produce it, but they're still not sure. We have the best private label out there, Shilajit tincture. We have the gummies and the pills as well, but with the tincture, it's super concentrated and taken over the tongue, massive absorption, testosterone boosting, supercharging everything. Men, women, everybody loves it. Ours is the best. You want to know what I'm feeling right now? It's Methylene Blue. It's Shilajit. It's Irish Sea Moss. It's bovine colostrum. I'm taking it all, baby. And people are like, man, what's up with your skin? I mean, my skin looks better than when I was 20 on this. I mean, literally, your wife's sitting there rubbing on you. She's like, my God, your skin feels like a baby's ass. And it is all this stuff together, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. Get it all at thealexjonesstore.com. The new Shilajit tincture, 30% off. We have the new turmeric tincture, 95% humanoid, even the higher absorption than the turmeric pills. We have the strongest turmeric pills there are. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And anybody buying anything should be a VIP. Just like Amazon Prime. You spend $30 a month, instantly get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers. It's almost too good of a deal. In fact, we're talking to Bigley right now about if you're already a VIP, you'll get the VIP deal you had, but we're going to have to weaken the VIP deal because we got accountants looking at this and they're like, yeah, you're selling a lot of stuff. A lot of times you're making 10% profit. You can't pay the bills on that. And they're telling me, Jones, you got to stop doing all these sales. People think that they're only going to do it when you do these sales and you're not making money. But yeah, a bunch of money's coming in, but there's not enough black on top of that. So one of the biggest problems around here is me. I mean, these deals are so good. TheAlexJonesStore.com. A lot of new items have been added there as well. We also have the new online pharmacy, 1776rx.health, where you can get the ivermectin, win, minbenzidol, that aren't just anti-parasitics. They do so much more. Just look into minbenzidol and ivermectin and what they're known to deal with and knock out. And my big brother doesn't want you to know about it. Minbenzidol with ivermectin, get it now at 1776rx.health. And they're going to add a full pharmacy there soon, but I wanted this to be the first thing they add because this is so important. You've heard Mel Gibson talk about minbenzidol on Joe Rogan. Just look up, what did Mel Gibson say about minbenzidol? Whoa. I mean, you want to know about this. And that's just the one-time order price. You get it for way off that when you subscribe to it or get a prescription to it. Talk to the nurses, talk to the doctors now at 1776RX Health, 1776.health, 1776RX.health, 1776RX.health. We'll be right back with your phone calls immediately. Back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Share those live feeds.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methylene blue formula.
Feast your eyes on the magical methylene blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.
Who the hell is that?
I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
You, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life.
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Amazon. You know this shirt I wear comes from the
Then we're going to go to Claudio that disagrees. We're taking your calls one after the other right now on the Pentagon saying the Russians could attack any time starting within 2 weeks. They've told us that. They're even telling us the targets. I've had the Russians high level on telling you to your face. This isn't even a prediction. The question is, will they do it? And you're like, how dare them? Well, we've escalated way past that. So that's where we are. And again, whatever your view is, it's unfiltered. I want to hear from you. Rob in Puerto Rico, thank you so much for joining us. What's your view?
Hi, Alex. Thank you for the opportunity and giving me the time on your show. Been a fan for a while. I'm going to be straight up with you. I believe that the current administration is being very irresponsible because just the part of the logistics and the framing of the area won't let for a big operation to happen just as it's contained. And being a combat veteran, myself served in OIF from 2007 to 2010. We were sent there, and they were probably it was for political issues. And just seeing the way that they're mistreating and being irresponsible handling of this situation is very, very unsettling, and it's very worrying.
Amen to that, brother. I mean, when I talk to the military folks, officers, enlisted, you name it, they just obsess over the logistics of trying to move everything into position, and the ships can't get anywhere near Iran because of their missiles, and Trump keeps saying, we'll open the strait with our ships, and the Navy says we can't do that, and then I say, this is a lie, and then people go, you're a traitor against Trump. We control the strait. The war is over. We defeated Iran, and it's just not true.
Your argument is very logical and it's very sound. I've been listening to you for the past 20 years, and I'm calling here from the Caribbean and from Puerto Rico, and listening to you from Texas and just being a loudspeaker and just warning and advising and your rhetoric sounds clear, precise, and concise, because these things their lives are involved. You know, they're trying to send 500,000 troops there. It's not logical. We need to establish logistical points. We need to establish logistical areas just to get the supply. And then with this argument coming up of the ammunition and the missiles and his approach about trying to silence those people, trying to warn him that, hey, we wasted all our ammunition in Ukraine. And then my point of reference for this is just see Quaringall or Restrepo. Those are documentaries on how they position past troops in situations like this. They're documentaries, and they could give you a panoramic view of what would happen if they would send our sons and daughters to these conflicts with no guide and direction.
Say the name of those documentaries again.
Restrepo and Quaringall.
All right, I'll look them up. Thank you. Incredible point, sir. Thank you, Rob. Yeah, let's explain what he just said, distill it out, in case you missed it, what he said, in case you're a leftist or a neocon. We don't have the weapons. We don't have the logistics. It's not doable. That's what the Pentagon told Trump.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazole, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazole is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazole studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists, you'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health. We'll be right back.
case you just joined us, Russia could attack NATO within weeks, U.S. intelligence warns. And they just basically quote Russia saying, we're moving troops and nukes up to our borders. You keep shipping weapons into Poland, other areas. We're getting ready to hit those depots. We're looking to hit the U.K., France, and Germany weapon depots with ballistic missiles, with conventional warheads. We may even hit it without warheads as a demonstration to get your public out of a coma to make you stop bombing us inside Russia thousands of times a week, including Moscow on fire. And people say, oh, you're a Russian agent. That'd be like if I was at the zoo and I saw some crazy person throw a toddler into the crocodile pit like that Muslim did and they covered it up a few weeks ago in England. I'd try to jump in and save the kid. I mean, like, let's not throw a kid into the crocodile pit. You see it all the time. There'll be a lion pen and then some psycho throws a kid in or some nut jumps in themselves. We're jumping into a grizzly bear cage and running up and hitting it in the head with a baseball bat. What's the grizzly bear going to do after a while? Even if it was a fat, domesticated one. You know, they got a lot of domesticated bears in Russia for whatever reason. It's not really seen as kosher here because they occasionally eat people. But even if you raise one from a baby, it might decide someday just to eat you. You know, eat you. People have these chimpanzees, and you routinely get killed by their chimpanzee. Yeah, there's some of the postings. Alex warned Russia was about to strike NATO targets over a month ago. I've been saying it every day for really 6 months that they say they're getting ready to, and now they say, okay, within weeks, you've been warned, because they don't want us to escalate too much when they do it. They want us to de-escalate. This is a negotiation tactic. That's all they got left. And again, I'm going to say it again. On what planet, then I'll go to your calls, does going and starting this war and bombing inside Russia and doing all of this, in what planet is that a good idea? And then Trump says, I'm going to destroy you, Iran, like nothing's been dropped on you or anybody since World War II. That means nukes. He said, glowing crater, society never to return. That means nukes. And his surrogates are saying nukes, nukes, nukes. Be like Harry Truman, says Mark Levin. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. All right, we're told there's not enough troops to take the Strait of Hormuz. I believe in the Marines. Meaning you don't believe in our Marines. All 2,500 they've got in position. And all 10,000 airborne. Yeah. Max 15,000 troops ready to march into 93 million people. At least 10 times worse than Iraq. With no logistics. We could just roll in to Iraq out of Kuwait. There's no rolling in here. It's encircled like Mordor by mountains. And the Pentagon leaks a report and says, we're out of munitions. And when we post the article, you're panicking. You're a Russian agent. You're an Iranian agent. You're on the Qatari payroll. Really, did I get a plane from Qatar? No. So the Pentagon agrees with me. The Pentagon said don't do the war 160-something days ago. I'm right. I'm sane. And you guys sit there and gaslight and say, like Ben Garrison did, that I've jumped the shark saying this war and all this stuff's insane and needs to stop. Oh, yeah, right. I jumped the shark. I'm getting almost no feedback on the street, online, on my show. We could take 100 phone calls today. I bet out of 100, two of them disagree with me. I had to ask people to call and disagree. Claudio does. We'll go to Claudio and then to Kevin, Nolock, Brad, Brady, and others. I'm going to hurry now. Claudio in New York, you disagree. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, just to let you know, Ricola, I'm not BSing. This is not a joke. I'm dead serious. Within the next 60 to 90 days, our federal debt will be erased. Two things can be true at the same time. You believe what you believe right now because of everything you see, and it's factual. It's true. I've been wanting to call you now for over a month to let you know what's going on in the background, but I didn't want to ruin it because I know what's going on. I can see it. I see what's going on. You've been saying it. You've had experts on. You've been saying it all along. First of all, nothing makes sense, right? Nothing makes sense. Well, nothing makes sense. Because the whole thing's a psyop. But in this case, it seems to be a psyop for good. First of all, everything that, like I said, two things can be right at the same time. Everything that we see pretty much looks to be treasonous, right? I don't disagree with any of the points that you said, but I do disagree with the outcome. When the midterms come, what I believe happens, which is going to happen, I'm telling you, I have the receipts, it's going to happen. Trump will be a hero. I'm telling you, he will be a hero. If you think that this guy is senile because of what, you know, the things that you said, yeah, it makes sense to a certain extent. But if you think he's senile, no, he's not senile. He was debanked.
Okay, listen. I get where you're going. This is all international to control and to bring in the new global currency with the dollar behind it, and it's a genius plan to cut off the Chinese Belt and Road Initiative and the IMEC corridor. And I mean, is that what you're saying?
No. He's purposely devaluing the dollar to make it easier to literally transfer. The more pressure you put on the dollar, on the fiat in general, the easier it is to transfer to the new system. In other words, he's walking a fine line. I don't want to say the entire thing until it's done. It's about to drop, literally. You know the $100,000 thing that everyone's going crazy about? Oh, he's selling the entire country. He's literally utilizing the system against them. Everything's computerized nowadays. With literally that little bit of few minutes that he's going to give for $100,000, the only people that can afford that are the people that are going to be trying to save their ass by literally buying the synthetic shorts that they've been dumping into the market for freaking months, right? That literally selling shares.
Okay, I get where you're going with this. Quantify it and simplify it. You're saying Trump's new media data service at Truth Social for $100,000 a month, where he gives you insider trading information on what his announcements will be first. I mean, absolute cut and dry insider trading advertised as such. You're saying that is to mobilize people for economic warfare, or it's to sucker the investment class to prop up the stock market to somehow weaken the dollar. Explain how that works.
So, okay, very simple. Okay. Everything's computerized now, right? So if you have risk, okay, as soon as the news drops, you were talking about it the other day, AI automatically changes reality. When you lie into the system, it changes it. Now, imagine.
Yeah, you tell AI that oil is low, and then it says a price of a barrel is low when it's not, and then the investors believe it, and it's cuckoo town.
Correct. So now think about it. He gives only the elite, I don't know, so let's say Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, the elite, the only ones that can afford $100,000 per month subscription. And next thing you know, the same guys that I just mentioned, their computers know first that they're.
Oh, I get it. He's using it as a hack to get them to come get his info so he can manipulate the markets even better.
Not manipulate.
You're saying it's not even about making money off the market. It's about controlling the market, which at the end of the day, obviously this is some strategic deal that they've made for national security, is how he believes he can do all this illegal stuff. And that is actually what he says he's doing it for. So, we'll see if it works.
He's saving the United States. You don't even see it yet. I cannot tell you everything, but I just told you enough. What I'm telling you right now is very simple. Once this starts happening, right, and the floodgates start opening, the biggest short squeeze in freaking history is going to happen. Everyone knows the stock market is going to crash soon. They don't know why, but they know it. The dollar is freaking worthless. The freaking.
By the way, I mean, I agree with that. It's long overdue. It's only being propped up by AIBS.
Correct. And now Trump has said from day one, from 2016, the market is controlled. It's fake, right? So he knows it. So he's not stupid. He's literally using their weapons against.
Okay. Them. Okay. Listen, I got you. And we'll see in the next few months if you're right. I appreciate your call. I got to get to other callers because it's rude to make them sit there. But let me just put a book in on what you said. Howard Lutnick, and I figured this out when it was happening. But I wasn't the first. I saw people, when Trump did the tariffs, saying it's going to get overturned and all this insurance that these companies have bought for the tariffs, these companies are insiders, they're going to cash in. And I thought, man, Trump isn't that cold-blooded to do that to the taxpayer and do that to American manufacturing. He really is trying to get jobs back. That goes against all his other actions. I said, that's not right. And that's what he did. And then the Supreme Court even gave him a letter two of the Republicans, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, give him a letter saying, here's the two subsections that were wrong. You could reintroduce this, and then we would have it would have gone through, but this isn't written right. Lutnick did that on purpose. Lutnick bought up all of the insurance, of the $100 billion in insurance, and they're just raking in tens of billions right now. So he writes it, tells everybody it's bulletproof. They go out and get insurance, and then he buys it up for 25 cents on the dollar and cashes in. How is that not hurting the American people? How is that 3D chess, 5D chess, trillion D chess? How's that dominating for America? I mean, I could go on and on here. But we'll see if you're right. Boy, I sure hope you are. But you know what I see? Not just here, but around the world. The elites are looting everything. They think it's all going down. They believe it's going to fall apart, and they're grabbing money and running off the middle of nowhere. They're running off to South America and Tasmania and, you know, up at the edge of the Arctic Circle in northern Canada. They're building their own little villages and armored redoubts. I told you about that years ago. Now it's in the news, and they've gone there. So, let's say you're right. Plan with nuclear Armageddon with the Russians and others. It sounds reckless as hell. But that's the kind of Q stuff I hear. And I just don't know what to say to you. I do not know what to say to that. But we'll find out. What I see is a bunch of bad coordination and half-baked stuff. And Hegseth says, saying we got plenty of missiles, and then they don't, and then Trump chews him out. And then you got the Pentagon leaking stuff, trying to put pressure on Trump because they understand this is a disaster. And Netanyahu bragging how he tricked Trump into this. I think you're wrong. I think Trump's very smart in some ways and not in others. Man, I sure hope I'm wrong. I pray. Let's go to Kevin in New Jersey, Air Force. Kevin, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. It's kind of hard to, like, it's really hard. At the end of the day, I do think there's definitely Luciferianism is a big part of this. It's hard to figure out who is actually involved in the occult and who's actually just trying to, like, survive in it or maybe change it or who knows, right? But I think Luciferianism is really what we're dealing with here. And that's all about human sacrifice. I think this war, like a lot of these wars, I think they're rituals of mass human sacrifice. I think, Charlie Kirk's, I think that was a ritual sacrifice.
100%.
There's cultic stuff all over it. And these Luciferians, like you said, they're moving out of the way. Like, they're going to have this sacrifice. They're like, all right, I'm going to move over here. I'm not going to get sacrificed. We're not going to get sacrificed. We're going to sacrifice all these other people, because the Luciferians, they set up these systems to sacrifice people. And if you look at it, it's been going on for hundreds of years. And if you look at COVID, that was like a human ritual sacrifice. It was an attempt to sacrifice people while also, the self-replicating nanotech.
And what is in the Epstein files? Thousands of times they name everything after demons, Moloch, talk about sacrificing the public to Moloch, Bill Gates talking to him about killing the old people, Moloch.
Yeah.
He names his bank accounts after all the demons, and Moloch, and Baal.
To counter this, what's really creepy is the Statue of Liberty I read is actually a depiction of Lucifer. So
it is.
Think about it.
It is.
America is like this, we're taught that America is about freedom and liberty. What if it was really set up by Satanists to bring in the Antichrist?
Well, there's no doubt that a French occultist made it, and it has nothing to do with America, and it's a man in drag. It is Lucifer, and it's basically a tombstone they put there to announce that they were going to reconquer the United States.
Yeah, it's like, welcome to New York City. By the way, there's a big statue of Lucifer there. So what's the answer? The answer, I think, is number one, awareness, which you've been doing for decades. But also, I think the freedom of religion is sort of like a double-edged sword, because it's allowing this Luciferian system to exist. They can say, well, freedom of religion. My argument legally is this. A legal law should be made that says that Satanism, Luciferianism, is actually crime falsely labeled as religion. And if you can make that argument...
I agree. No, it's like MS-13 does satanic rituals. It's not that they're copying Satanism. They're following Satanism. You've got all the other drug cartels 50 years ago, none of the cartels were Satanist. Okay, now they've all converted to Satanism because that's how this works. And so absolutely, organized crime is Satanism at the end of the day.
Yeah, we have to create like a legal system that says Satanism, Luciferianism is crime falsely labeled as religion. It's not religion. It's just an
excuse. I mean, look, they celebrate the Joker, and the movies are all about murdering the police, burning everything down, overthrowing society to bring in the communist revolution. And, you know, he's a psychotic killer, and they're worshiping this guy. And they're saying this is good. And the bad guys are white lawyers and white businessmen that are going around raping people. Well, that's not what's really happening. But again, what do they have to get rid of? Okay, what's left of the West? What's left of people doing their job? What's left of trying to keep society going? Target the white man, turn everybody against him. We're all fighting with each other, and then they bring in their system of total control. And if you look at Fritz Lang's Metropolis, that is a Baphomet, satanic, hermaphroditic figure. If you look at the Statue of Liberty, it has the torch of enlightenment, of Promethean flame in one hand, and then it's a sun god or the bearer of light with the crown of light, the light bearer, or the morning star. It is Lucifer.
Yeah, and I think one thing we have to look at, Masonic lodges, Eastern Star lodges, if you go on the Google Maps, they're everywhere, and I tell people this. We are literally living in a satanic society, and we don't even know it, because if you are not paying attention to this stuff, if you're not looking for it, you're not going to see it. It's kind of hard not to see it today with the internet and stuff.
I totally agree with you. Let me say this. I'll get to the other callers, because they're all so smart. I'm serious. Even the last guy, I think, is looking at what Trump is telling people around him and actually the cover story for well-meaning people that are going along with all this, claiming it's national security, when really it's just a bunch of looting. And Trump was trying to save the country previously because it was all the right moves. And then he just gave up 6 months into this new administration and went sideways. And that's what the evidence shows. But, you know, the last caller thinks this is 1,000-D chess. What do you think of his call?
I think it's way simpler than that, Alex. I believe, my gut instinct, and I don't want to say it, I think Trump is a Freemason. I think he made a deal for fortune, power, and fame, as most of the celebrities and politicians and everyone else. If you look at his family, right, his firstborn, his father, Fred Trump, right, his firstborn son was Fred Trump Jr. What if Fred passed away at a younger age in his 40s? What if that was a ritual human sacrifice to take the Trump family to the next level? No evidence of it, just throwing it out there.
Well, I'll definitely say that about Anderson Cooper's brother, if you look into that. I got to jump. Thanks for the call. Look, here's what I want to say, then I'll go back to your calls. When you come to the end of a major turning, they happen every 80-something years, but this is a mega turning, sociologists, futurists, Pentagon, it's real. There's no question, is the fourth turning real? We're in it right now. They always try to have a big mega war for the reset to get even more power, so that the old elite doesn't get thrown out. They've got to have a giant war and disaster and depression and bubonic plague, you name it, thrown in there to maintain their control, okay, and control the next cycle. Elon, three times the last 4 years, the World Government Summit, and we played it here every time he said it, said, look, I know you guys are planning a giant war at the end of the cycle. You can't do that because the nuclear weapons, the bioweapons, and there's 10 billion people, and it'll cause a chain reaction. We got to innovate and transcend out of this. You got to get rid of the old model. And the elites have to pay taxes. He goes, I've paid 40-something billion this year. None of you pay any tax. I mean, he pays taxes. I'm not kissing his ass. I mean, I look. He pays taxes. The other ones don't pay taxes. They don't pay federal taxes. They all operate offshore. Google execs, all of them, zero, zero, zero. Look it up. And he said, you've got to invest in humans. We can't get rid of fossil fuels. It's just a bridge to the future. And he said, I'm for America because it's the best base for me to operate out of because the whole world's collapsing. We got to have more children. He explained it all. And you could say, well, I don't trust Elon Musk. Fine. What he's saying's true. It's like, oh, you're on a ship. You haven't had any green leafy vegetables. Your teeth's falling out. That's scurvy. You need to eat vegetables. Now, an ignorant person would know that. They're like, I don't know why my teeth are falling out. But, you know, and he's like, well, here, have an orange. And it's the same. And so Elon Musk is like, have a lime to the world. Here, eat limes. You know, why are the British called limeys? And I'll go to the break and go back to your calls. This is important. You can look this up. It's incredible history. And all the dates obscured, but I don't remember the exact dates. But the British Royal Society was able to have the British Empire take over for a lot of reasons, but they had the Rothschilds behind them for one big reason. But on top of that, they would have awards that were the equivalent of like $10 billion today of whoever can make a clock that's accurate to 1 second that can fit inside, you know, a small area of a ship will get the equivalent of, you know, $10 billion. Some of the prizes was even higher. It was like $100 billion equivalent. I mean, we're talking like 50 chests of gold. I mean, it was just insane. And they knew, though, that people would then, they'd make it work. Okay, and then so that's how they kept getting innovation. So then, I think it was like 400 years ago, you can look this up. Look up how the British discovered vitamin C first, before they even knew what's called vitamins. It was just, they said, our sailors get sick thousands of miles out, their teeth fall out, they get sick. And so the scientists came back and said, there's something in green leafy vegetables and in fruits, and if they have these, they don't get scurvy. So it was classified. They never even told the sailors. They never told the captains. They didn't even tell the admirals why it was ordered by the admiralty that you put lime juice, little key limes, that's what they call them, limeys, in the grog. Grog is two parts water, one part rum. And part of their pay was their grog every day. Okay? And so how do we make them take it? We give it to them with the booze. And those that weren't drinking, because they had some, you know, Quakers and stuff on the ships, they would order them to still drink the lime juice. Yeah, 1747. Okay, yeah. So I said 400 years ago. See, bingo. So it's 300. So, or whatever it is. But the point is that everybody made fun of them. The Portuguese, the Spanish, all of them. Their empire began to decline then because when British ships would show up, 10,000 miles away, their sailors were all healthy and ready to kill. And you'd run into the Spanish and you'd run into the Portuguese, you'd run into the Dutch. They didn't know. And so it was just a well-known thing that a third of your sailors never came back from around the world mission and everybody would be really sick. And the British would show up all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed ready to kill your ass. All because of limes. And Elon Musk is saying, you need limes. I'm like, well, proof's in the pudding right there. We'll be right back. He's bringing the cures. He's promoting the stuff that I promote. That's all I'm doing, folks. Common sense. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
I'll tell you something right now that is one of the most, if not the most important things I've ever talked about on air. And I want you to really listen to me. And I want you to get a pen and paper out of your iPhone, out of your Droid, and type this into your notes. And I want you at lunch today or tonight or right now to just go to any search engine you want and type in two different names, two different words, okay? Two different drugs that have won Nobel Prizes, you name it, that people don't want you to know about. And one of those is ivermectin that everybody knows about. The other one that most people still don't know about is mebendazole. If you do the research, then it's important to understand that you need to get it from a pharmacy. You need to get it from a doctor. And we have a sponsor, and that's, of course, Bigly. And they went and they used the same service as, you know, the big web, RXs, and great people we've used that have been sponsors in the past, but this is Bigly doing it. And the key is, it's real, it's pharmaceutical, and it is a very low price. People are selling knockoffs of it online without a prescription, and a lot of it's fake or a lot of it's watered down and adulterated. Because I did a regimen a couple years ago of mebendazole. We'll put that on screen. That's how you spell it right there. MEBENDAZOLE, and it didn't have any effect. I bought it off of Amazon. And then I did more research, and they said most of that stuff's fake. So I went, and I got it from a doctor, and it was incredible. And my own medical doctor owns clinics all over the state of Texas had already been pushing it on me for years, and I just never done it. Ladies and gentlemen, you can get the two in a combo, the ivermectin and the mebendazole, together, and they work synergistically together. It is certified and known, both of them, as incredible anti-parasite. Just search the term ivermectin, mebendazole, and just put in study and do your own research and see what the system has been suppressing about this. And this is something, in my view, talk to your physician. And when you go to the website, it's, you know, online pharmacy, and they've got nurses, doctors, all of it. And then you get the prescription. It's very, very easy to do. And I would recommend to talk to your doctors. My own personal opinion. What I do for myself is twice a year, I take a regimen of ivermectin and mebendazole. And It is incredible. People ask why I look so young while I'm healthy. Well, it's a cocktail of things. It's the ivermectin. It's the mebendazole that I take about twice a year as a regimen. Some people, my medical doctor says, take a little bit of ivermectin every week, but I tend to forget to do that. She's literally just says take like two pills a week as a supplemental. That's what my medical doctor tells me. You get your own medical doctor to tell you what you want. But the big thing they say is a couple of times a year, a big dose, a big regimen. You talk to your physicians. You talk to the folks in the online pharmacy. Let me put it on screen for you. 1776RX, just 1776RX.health. This is one of the most important things you'll ever do, ladies and gentlemen. And despite the system trying to suppress this information, it's getting out everywhere. So do your own research. This is revolutionary. This is so important. 1776, just the numbers. 1776RX.health. Those are the coordinates, and it's a win-win to fund our operation and what we're doing. Take action now. The most important decision you'll ever make, 1776RX.health, and get your ivermectin, mebendazole right now, ladies and gentlemen. But whatever you do, go to the AlexJonesStore.com. These are incredible products. All these things work. They don't have sexy names. IRCMOS, Shilajit, bovine colostrum. Oh, research bovine colostrum and then find out we have the best. Oh, research IRCMOS. We have the best. Research Shilajit. We have the best. We just bring you things the bad guys don't want you to know about at TheAlexJonesStore.com and, of course, at 1776RX.health. Take action now. Thank you so much for your support.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Wake up, the regulars are coming! Wake up and be a free man on Liberty Jazz tonight!
You may all go to hell. I'm going to Texas.
And when you're gone, get out your ass!
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee, the highest representation of the American people under subpoena, to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
Remember the character of the onslaught against us.
Attack rapidly, ruthlessly, viciously, without rest. Kick, punching.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
I do not shrink from this responsibility. I welcome it.
I have a dream that my poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
The media is the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
From my cold, dead hands.
If you want to come and take us,
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearm.
1776! They have declared war on us, and we accept the challenge! We're taking the country back!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones at alexjoneslive.com. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the links and spread the word. We've only just begun to fight.
AlexJonesLive.com. The coordinates of resistance. The coordinates of victory. The true coordinates of defeating the globalist system. The launch pad for the pro-human future. Team Humanity. I am burning with desire to see humanity's true potential released. I believe in you. I celebrate God's great creation, humanity. I am with you. You should stand with me! The globalists want to cull us, poison us, dumb us down, keep nutrients out of our food. They don't want us to have a life force. They want us to hate each other. They don't want us to have families. They want us out of the way. They want us dead. Don't roll over and die. Let's go to your phone calls now. Who's been holding the longest here? Who's up next? Let's go to No Lock in Virginia, Navy affiliated. What is your view on the Pentagon saying Russia may strike NATO countries in the next 2 weeks? I say that's true because Russia's saying they are getting ready to force negotiations. What do you think? Go ahead.
Well, first off, everybody listening should be signed up as a VIP member. $30 a month, that's a dollar a day, and you get $40 to spend inside of the store. That's like a no-brainer. Keep this man on the air. You know, you played an excerpt of the military-industrial complex, the sweat of the labor, the genius of the scientists, and the future of the children. For $1 trillion a year, you're going to tell me we're out of missiles? We should have enough missiles for 250 years. It's almost like we were set up to waste all of our missiles in Ukraine and then blow through whatever else we had left. It almost looks like that. Now, I was...
Let me just back you up because I saw an actuarial out of Defense Quarterly a few months ago. I think it was Jane's. The Russians triple produce what the U.S. and NATO produce, and guess what they produce munitions comparatively of the same quality as ours? They're doing it for 7% the cost per munition on average. It's all a giant ripoff. It's like, remember $800 hammers at the Pentagon? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and $10,000 toilet seats. Yeah, no, that was what we were sold was as far as, oh, we're doing it the free market way, right? The free market way, we're going to get better products and it's going to be cheaper. Their stuff outperforms us. It's like night and day. Look at those cheap drones. Look, I'm not into big Hollywood stuff. If anybody's wants to put on The Lioness, the last episode that just came out, the new season, and take a look at what the drones were like in Ukraine, that's it and even worse. So we're literally a laughing stock. You got people they're still trying to make aircraft carriers. You got Trump talking about he wanted to make battleships. I mean, battleships were done in World War II.
And the Secretary of the Navy explained that battleships were over really at the end of World War I, and that was, proven. But the point is, by demonstrations done by Bob McDougall, but the point is you're absolutely right. And the Secretary of the Navy said this is a bad idea, and Trump fired him. Sorry, go ahead.
For that, and also telling him that, we really can't just blast our way through the Strait of Hormuz. It doesn't work that way. So he had to go because he made too much sense. I called in March, April timeframe saying that, look, I don't necessarily agree with Trump, his decision to strike Iran, but he did Venezuela, and this looks like, you know, he's preserving the dollar and everything as far as the world reserve currency. Cutting off China from Iran. But I actually kind of agree with Tucker Carlson. We've demonstrated we can't protect our allies over in the Middle East. And I think this is to kill the dollar. Looking at it now, it looks like this is all to make the world lose, to basically lose confidence in the United States, our ability to project power and our ability to protect our
allies. Absolutely. And the earlier caller, he said that's good. That it's somehow some ninja move, some judo move, and I don't see that. And I know the internal discussions, not as much as I did before, because they've kicked out some of the good guys, but, I mean, they're having huge arguments in there. The majority of the White House told Trump, don't do this war. So I've talked to people that were in the meetings, and so people think it's like 3D chess. I'm sorry, it's not.
No, I think you got two schizo callers back-to-back. You had Operation Claudio, and then the guy that thinks, the Masons, Fred Trump with a free look. I used to be a Freemason. I didn't get the fame and fortune. That's all I can tell you. Let's talk about Russia for a second. I told you when it happened, when they did that drone attack on their bombers and took out like a half of their nuclear triad. When they took out all their all their bombers. Right. I told you this. If that would have happened in the United States, subs would have pulled up off of Russia, and they would have obliterated Moscow. It's almost like somebody wants a nuclear weapon to use to write this debt off. It's like they've been pushing Russia. And I don't want them to do it, but it's like...
No, you just said it. The earlier caller said it. It is a human sacrifice reset. Elon, every time he's at the World Government Summit, remember when World Government didn't exist? Now they have WEF, World Government Summits, where they try to have a world government agenda and agree to it. And he said, stop the worldwide war. Great call, great points. God bless you. Yeah, the guy got into the Masons, and I just didn't want to do a treatise on it. I'm not an apologist for Masons. I just know all about it and have studied all the stuff where it comes from. And so let me explain. Masonry is Satanism. And it's everything else. You're like, what does that mean? Before there was Judaism even, and then Christianity, and then Islam out of that, they were called mystery schools. And I'm not going to spend time on this. See, it's impossible to do it in just a few minutes. But this is history. This is not debatable, okay? Colleges then were only for the super elites, okay? But there was some meritocracy in areas of Greece, other areas, and they would pick, you know, smart kids and that they saw and send them to them. But they would pick the elites, the plutocrats, the oligarchs. And if they didn't like your philosophy later, they'd, you know, murder you. People thought it was democracy there. That was the elite could vote, and they could have a black stone in the thing or a white stone, and however many stones there were, yay, nay. If they didn't like what you said as a philosopher, they, you know, have you drink hemlock and throw you off a cliff. But you had these mystery schools that Egypt had and Babylon had and Greece had and the Romans had, where the college you went to would teach you math and teach you how to secretly make concrete that the Romans kept secret for hundreds of years. And you would be taught the secrets of farming, you know, later the British figuring out vitamin C and nobody else knew. So suddenly they dominate everything because they had little pieces of knowledge that are so important. And so when you got into those mystery schools, they would, depending on the type of mystery school and what it was, you would learn medicine, you'd learn mathematics, you'd learn engineering, you'd learn it all. And then, but all, because it was also associated with alchemy and trying to figure out the universe, there was also lots of occultism related, because there wasn't even Christianity. So there were all these cults and all these religions and all these things, and people were in cliques and sex cults and, you know, intrigue and secret societies and all of this. And so Masonry comes out of Solomon in the temple, who had all the stuff from Egypt and Babylon and the rest of it. And you can go read all the Jewish books that they are say just as important as the Old Testament that's theirs. And you can read all this stuff. It's not even a secret. And at the highest level of Kabbalah, you get possessed by the devil, and then you transcend evil by being possessed by the devil. Doesn't sound too good to me, does it? So George Washington was a Mason. And then he wrote all these letters against the French Illuminati and Adam Weishaupt and said they're Satanist and they're from the Moloch cult, and they're trying to take over Masonry and his brand that followed Jesus Christ. So I'm going to explain. It's like a clearinghouse, a university. You go to Harvard, there's a bunch of cliques and groups and fraternities within it. Okay? So Masonry is the library of the hidden knowledge. Occult means hidden. So George Washington was a Mason, but was an avowed Christian, absolutely on record, and prayed for hours a day when he had time, okay? And was miraculously, on and on and on. So people then think, oh, well, that person was a Mason, and so they blah, blah, blah. Did Albert Pike come along with a Lucifer brand? Yes, and he was the supreme head and got in control of it. And for a time, worldwide Masonry, starting out of Italy and then Germany, did get captured by the Luciferians. And then they have their secret rites at the 32nd, and, you know, and there's even degrees above that. And they teach, we follow the morning star, which is Lucifer in the Bible. But also Jesus is called the morning star. People go, oh, that means Jesus and Lucifer are the same. No. And it gets into real esoteric stuff, and it'll give you a headache. But the point is that when I bring up the Jews being heavily involved in this, I'm not singling them out. They had their own mystery schools. I mean, what do you think the rabbis are? So you can take an ancient Germanic secret society, and you can take an ancient Greek society, Roman society, Egyptian society, Babylonian society. You go study 5,000-year-old Chinese secret societies, it's the same stuff. What do you think the Aztecs were? So Masonry has Christianity in it. It has Luciferianism. It has it all. That's what it is. It's a mystery school. Like you go to college to be an engineer or to be a doctor or to be a lawyer or to be a school teacher or to be a whatever it is, an archaeologist. Just because there's a Confucian society run by the communist Chinese, the University of Texas has got shut down, doesn't mean you go to UT, you're a communist Chinese agent. But if you're in the Confucian thing, like the governor of Minnesota, and it turned out he was a Chinese agent and you know, took people to trips there and all the rest of it. Yeah, he's a communist Chinese agent, and he went to college and got it recruited. But does that mean everybody that went to the same colleges as the governor is a Chinese agent? No, it doesn't. So I hope that explains it to people. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go to Brad in Pennsylvania, then Jefferson, Brady, and others. Go ahead, Brad. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Appreciate you taking my call. Thanks for the great work you do in the show. Show's good today, it seems like. A good topic. World War III, or, you know, the Russians threatening to attack NATO countries. Like you said, for the last couple of months, we just keep pushing them. They just keep getting pushed, and we don't even know over here in the States how many drones and stuff are going into. You just hear it. Small parts of the story, but it's crazy. Why are they messing with them? It's insanity, just like you're saying. It's
yeah. This would be like you and I are on a road trip with our families, and we're following each other's Winnebagos. We're going to the Grand Canyon, and we both go crazy and say, "Let's pull into this Hell's Angel biker bar on a Friday night and go start punching dudes in the face." I mean, we're gonna get stabbed. We're gonna get killed.
Right, and to that, Trump is not a Mason. He may be a Mason. I don't know about that, but I think he is Jewish. I think he converted. We just don't know it. His daughter's Jewish. She converted. She's married to Kushner. He's doing.
Well, let's just say it. The family has said most of our managers are Jewish. We love Judaism. We're for Israel, and he's from New York. And I think 100% Trump. Well, it's more like royalty marrying into royalty. There's definitely a blood alliance. There's no doubt that Trump is a Zionist.
And I think the New World Order is going to run through, there's no question, if you study it, it's going to run through Tel Aviv. That's what they're setting up. And
Tel Aviv says they're going to rule the world through the United States and make the center crossroads Jerusalem.
So then now they're just going, they're just putting their foot on the gas. They're just going for it. And we just don't know. There's a big plan above us we don't know about. There was with COVID. There was definitely a big plan, obviously, with Gates. And everything was done ahead of time, a little war game, and then they did it. And now that's what they're doing, just like that last caller or a couple callers ago was talking about.
Well, you say there's a plan we don't know. Israel, in their papers, and the neocons all say, we're going to cut off the Chinese and Iran and Russia and their deal, and then everything's going to run through those other corridors they're building through Israel. And then Turkey's in the way, so now Israel says they got to fight them. And so, yeah, this is global domination with the U.S. and Israel basically taking on the whole world, and the Pentagon's telling them this is insane and undoable.
And isn't the Jewish thing, I mean, don't they want World War III? Isn't that part of the whole thing with them?
I saw a Jewish guy the other day, and I meant to play him. He was like an Orthodox Jew, but he was really funny and smart. I sent the clip to the crew, and I never played. It was like 2 weeks ago. And
he explained, don't they want to bring back the Antichrist, Alex?
I was about to say, he explains, he goes, yes, is it in some of our books that Jesus is boiling in feces and all the rest of the stuff? He goes, yeah, those rabbis said this. And then he starts reading rabbis saying how great Jesus was in their books. It's like a bunch of people arguing with each other. So my point is, you can find whatever you want from Judaism. They've got like 100+ books they say are official. And one chapter the next completely contradicts the other. And I'm not giving him a get-out-of-jail-free card, but yes, there is a strong rabbinical group that now is dominating the parliament, the Knesset of Israel, that is completely megalomaniacal. I mean, I sent the crew more clips of these top rabbis. I didn't get to them yesterday. Literally saying, when we're done, we're going to destroy America, destroy the whole West, because of what you did to the temple, you know, the same stuff 2,000 years ago. And we've got all these clips of Netanyahu going back 25, 30 years up till now in English and in Hebrew with top rabbis walking up saying, we need the Messiah now. The window is closing. You must launch the wars. And he's like, we're working on it. I mean, it's like, yes. So You have a doomsday cult running Israel right now that believes if they just take on the whole world and just commit to this, that they're going to come out on top and that they're invincible. And they say, we're invincible. We've never been stopped. We're the most competent. We're taking over. And it is just completely cuckoo town. And it will not go well. And then you got the Christian Zionists that think they're forcing the return of Jesus. You have the mullahs who are just as crazy. And they believe they're forcing the return of the 12th Imam. And if you read the Bible and just common sense and have a connection to the Holy Spirit, God says anybody telling you they're going to control what I do, anybody pushing the timetable, anybody says they're going to force the Messiah, that person is of the devil. So, and I don't think you need to be a rocket scientist to know that Ben-Gvir and Netanyahu are lit up like Christmas trees. The demonic energy coming off them is visible. And their actions are visible. These are evil people. And they're going to get everybody killed, including the Jews. And so I don't want to blow up Israel. I don't have some spiritual heart on for the Jews. The Jews are a very important crossroads within all of this thing. And you cannot, you know, take away from their importance in history. But it is 100% true that in the war for global domination at the end of the fourth turning, Israel is making its move with its powerful billionaire worldwide lobby through BlackRock, the majority of the world's wealth. They are making their move for total global domination.
Great points, Alex. I mean, that's the heart of the issue right there. And Trump is falling right behind Netanyahu. Whatever he tells him to do, that's what Trump's doing. He's killing us. And the whole Congress is compromised. We're screwed, especially if they sign on to that stupid NDAA, you know.
It's passed the House. I appreciate your call. And, folks, look, I knew there were the globalists, the big banks, which is Israel to a great extent, the remnants of the British Empire, what's left of the EU, all of that. And then you've got the Chi-Coms that were a globalist project that broke away, but still allied with a bunch of the globalists. And I wanted to get back to a pro-Americana thing and not have a depopulation plan and get enough elites to understand they'll never get away with this and try to recruit people like Elon Musk, you know, just publicly recruiting with these ideas, to go with a different plan and to get off the Satan plan. And we've seen some real moves to get a, you know, to get away from that. But a lot of that's the elites just creating an escape door in case it doesn't go the way they want. Well, it hadn't gone the way you want. And so people can say to me, well, you say they're trying to push Armageddon in the end. You're trying to stop it. And at the end of the day, yeah, that's true. So I shouldn't think so big of myself. I just have a responsibility to tell the truth, call it like it is, and that's what you're going to get from me. Period. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Who's been on the longest, guys? I got to get a bigger TV or some glasses. Who's up next? Anybody in there in the control room? All right, Brady in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I appreciate you taking my call, man. I've been listening for the past 10 years. I'm 26 years old. I spent 4 years in the Navy as an intelligence analyst. I've done multiple straight transits through the Strait of Hormuz. On a carrier and on some destroyers. I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen the logistics of things. So I think as most people are, I am fully against all foreign wars, specifically this war with Iran that is just absolutely exhausting all of our resources, completely wasting taxpayer dollars across the board.
Not to mention killing the economy and being dangerous as hell.
100%. And me and you are both realists. I've seen that, you know, you've always shot it straight with Trump, especially. And I think we know that this is not a war against the boomers, but we do also know that a lot of these people, like my grandparents, you could put them in front of Fox News, in front of, you know, Mossad Special Agent Levin, and they just start drooling. So I think they are a large part of the problem. I think most middle-aged people like me in their 20s and 30s with a brain think similarly. They just need to be woken up and completely break free from the conditioning. And we know that's not going to happen, you know, overnight. It's not an overnight thing. It's going to take a long process of getting the boomers out of Congress. Congress is, you know, just it's totally gone and lost. It's a lost cause until we get that entire generation out of there. And it's up to these young people to wake, you know, their parents up and wake their families up and their friends and coworkers and get them to understand that if we don't fix this now, you know, it's going to be a lost cause, because without completely switching out Congress and everybody in the political system, nothing is going to change, and it's going to be a long and very hard process.
I agree with you. And look, I'm not singling out boomers, but that's who, you know, kicked Massey out with the Israeli money. It is on average 65% of them. They're mad at me, and they think I'm an Iranian agent, even though the Pentagon told Trump don't do this, and they just don't care. They just think if they just go, you're not cool, you jumped the shark, everybody hates you. No. Everybody I know is against the war. All the veterans, all the active duty, my family, everybody. And I'm not going with what I think is popular. I'm always been here. But the boomers think this is like a popularity contest. Well, guess what? If it is, you're losing.
You can lay the facts right out in front of them, Alex, and they are not going to bat an eye. They are stuck in their ways. You can sit here and explain to them and show them the things that Ben-Gavir is posting and show them the Netanyahu clips and show them stuff over and over again, and they're just not going to understand. They're not going to wake up, and I think we should start trying to focus and put, you know, our energy towards other things in the preparation for this generation, for lack of better terms, to be gone, if that makes sense. So,
absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir. I appreciate you, Alex. Everything you do, guys, go and buy from the store. We got to keep this guy on air. He is the only person who is out there fighting for us every single day.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I can't do it without you.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most, to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company, because they're the best, and he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900 and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3-5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day at what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. Viva Fry is going to be joining me to ride shotgun and talk about the midterms, talk about these disastrous wars. People thought we were in a fight over the Charlie Kirk stuff, over some things he said. But we'll also continue with your phone calls on the war. And some stations join us at 6 after, so I'm going to go to Viva at 6 after. We can put the calls back on screen. I want to take a few more calls right now from folks. Some of the people disagree with me, and so I want to go to those callers first. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Nebraska that disagrees, and then we'll go to Doug, Tom, and Jefferson, but we'll intersperse those with Viva Fry. Go ahead. You're on the air, John.
Yeah, John, or Alex, this is John from Nebraska. I've talked to you like 10 times. The last time you told me I sounded like William Cooper. I don't know if that jogs your memory.
I do, yes.
I agree with you 99%. The only disagreement is simply the timing. Just like Steve Quayle, he's been saying the end is nigh for the 30 years I've listened to him, though I love him to death. It's inevitable. I just think we might have a little bit more time. I mean, it's all up to the Lord, right?
Yes. I mean, my issue is I don't control God, and I don't pretend to, but I have my conscience, and God tells me fight this tyranny and that this war is a giant setup. And we've been proven right. It's a disaster. So, I mean, what do you disagree with? Do you think Trump's good, or what are you saying?
Oh, no. I'm in 99% agreement with you. That's why I've been listening to you for 27 years. I just think that we might have a bit more time, and it would all be up to the Lord.
I totally agree with that.
The main reason I call you, Alex, and I think this is just a kick. I just took a 4,440-mile drive to the northeast, to Boston, from Omaha, and I got fewer bug stains when I came back to Omaha without ever cleaning the front license plate or the front bumper. The license plate has like one bug smear. I would have gotten more bug stains 10 years ago in July driving from Omaha to Lincoln. And I drove to western PA 1,000 miles through the most fertile country in the world, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. And I had 3 or 4 bug stains on my windshield, and I decided to clean those off in western PA. So we know chemtrails, frequencies, who knows what. But I'm telling you, this is the book of Revelation in the news. In reality, we're there. I mean,
that's right. We have global insect collapse, particularly in western countries. It's all the chemicals. It's the 5G. It's the cell towers, the bees. It's all true. And then the media will have a study admitting it. Then later, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. Again, I used to drive around in the city in Texas and have to clean bugs off every day. If I drove to see the family farm in East Texas, I'd have to stop 3 times in the summer or spring to clean just bugs off everywhere. Now, I can do a road trip in the summer or the spring, and there's 3 bugs. And like you said, you drove through the fertile farm country in the middle of the summer. Normally, there'd be bugs all over, the big ones, little ones, butterflies, moths, grasshoppers. Where are they? What's going on?
Absolutely. And I learned about chemtrails with our buddy Steve Quayle in 1997, the weekend of Princess Di's murder. And so Steve has been way, just like you, way ahead of the curve by 30 years or
he
more.
He is. We're out of time. Thanks for calling. Viva Fry's coming up. More phone calls straight ahead. We're Team Humanity. Share the live feeds at Relox Jones on X and on Rumble. Rumble.com. The Alex Jones Show live. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine, and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn, I go for a ride.
Welcome back to hour number three of this live Friday global transmission. All right, I'm going to go up to Dallas tomorrow after I do a morning show that we'll have here on X and Rumble. We'll do it internet only. It's not on the radio stations. Those Sumer started offering it stations. A lot of them have been requesting it, but I'll have a set time on Saturday. And so we're looking at that. The new studios are getting built. All that stuff's going on. Thank you all for your support. I didn't plug last hour, thealexjonesstore.com. The best supplements that'll change your life, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, thealexjonesstore.com. Got a new big sale up there where you can get the Irish Sea Moss for 50% off and a bunch of other great products. Irish Sea Moss isn't a sexy name. What it does is sexy. Just the concentrated, it's something like 30 grams per pill concentrate of what's in the sea moss. It's like a whole big bowl of it. And just one bite of Irish Sea Moss has just got more nutrients than anything else out there. 93 vitamins, minerals, trace elements. The organic iodine is the best, the cleanest. It just does insane stuff. Libido, stamina, energy, immune system, health, clarity, focus. It's just insane. The gummies, the capsules. It's amazing. And we've got orders over $100. Get a free Alex Jones Live murdered out cooler. There's just so much stuff going on. Oh, I forgot. This is the last week. That already came back, because there's only 1 week out of each month where one super vehicle, one month it's an American sports car, souped up, brand new, and another month it's a super truck or off-road vehicle. And I guess this month it's actually two trucks. But there's only this 1 week period at the end, where you get once a month for 1 week, there's the crossover when everything you buy, you get put in way X more for the sweepstakes, and then you get a chance to win both vehicles and $20,000 in cash, not just one vehicle, and $10,000 in cash. Because there's tax, title, and license, and that's usually like $6,000, $7,000. So there's anytime you win the vehicle, oh, there's $10,000 cash on top of it, so your taxes are taken care of, and gas money for you to get back to wherever you got the vehicle. And as soon as we're back in the new studios, we'll have the winners each month in studio. Great to meet those people. What an adventure. So that deal's about to end. I didn't even really plug that or talk about that. That's always something people love. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And we've also launched 1776rx.health, 1776rx.health. And right now you can get the minbenzidol with the ivermectin combo that is total anti-parasite, but does a lot more. Just look up minbenzidol and what it's also known to knock out. This is pharmaceutical grade. There's a lot of fake stuff out there. You can get it discounted when you get a prescription, way off that price there. That's all at 1776rx.health, and it supports the broadcast. So get the real stuff and support the broadcast, 1776rx.health. All right. I wanted to get Viva Fry on, and we've got Doug and Tom and Jefferson. So when we get to the Iran war part of this discussion pretty quick, we'll also bring those in to get your takes. But I wanted to get him on routinely. But a few weeks ago, he went on some shows. And people took the clip out of context. I don't care if he criticizes me. We're not in a cult here. And he said, I guess I could play the clip. But I didn't think to pull it up. He said, you know, it's this type of psychotic Alex Jones, Sandy Hook stuff, thinking everything with TPUSA and Erica Kirk and that they murdered him and all this. And this is the type of delusional blah, blah, blah. And I just want to be clear. Viva knows, because he followed the case, he's been a lawyer, that I got set up, that I was defaulted by judges. I didn't even do the things they said I did. What I said and what he was talking about, but they didn't have the full context in the clips, was I said there became a time, like I'd say 20 years ago, where so much stuff turned out to be a false flag of conspiracy that I and the whole internet believed nothing was real. And so you could almost call it like a type of psychosis. I was talking in general. Then they go, Jones admits he has a psychosis. I said that before they ever even sued me. I said that I saw these professors saying it didn't happen. I saw this stuff going on. I covered it a few times. They never attacked me for that. There was no Google searches of my name until they demonized for me and sued me, saying I was a Sandy Hook guy. So this was all a construction for them, the Democratic Party, to raise $300 million off my name, play victim, claim we were peeing on graves. None of that stuff happened. But that got taken out of context. People got really mad at Viva about it. And I personally just don't care. You know, I have my position. I know what I did. I know what went on. It came out. The CIA and DOJ ran all this against me. They had criminal investigations, what they did under Ed Martin and the weaponization task force. And then that got killed by the new AG. It looks like it'll be the AG, acting AG at the time, and deputy AG at the time, Todd Blanche. But this was the monologue to take people out. People got really pissed about that, and I kind of got drafted into the whole Charlie Kirk thing. Here's what I have to say about Charlie Kirk, and we'll go to him on this, and we'll go back to the war. Everybody has their right to say and think what they want about this. These are public figures. Erica Kirk became the head of a big political organization right off the bat. She's a public figure. And so I believe people have the right. I'm a big boy. I don't think Erica Kirk killed her husband. I don't think TPUSA was involved. You know, I know some of these people for 10 years. These are like, these aren't spies. These aren't special operations people. Even the average special operations folks aren't going to kill their buddy. Do I have questions about the official story? Did Cashatel order a cover-up of any foreign involvement and of the 10 tranny supporters that said he'll be dead when he comes here tomorrow? Yeah. Does the new video release show Tyler's face and him pulling the trigger? No. Does it show him assemble a rifle? No. Can you throw a telescopic scope on and even hit the paper? No. Something's wrong here. We're not getting the whole truth. Do I think Tyler Robinson couldn't have been up there and shooting? I mean, all of that stuff. Has he supposedly confessed? Yeah, we haven't seen that yet. But the point is that we all don't have to hate each other for disagreeing about different parts. We also, just because I question it, doesn't mean I think there's special ops from France and maroon shirts and that Mitch Snow, you know, is, and there's 12 colonels in a room planning his death the day before. That's not how that works. But when I say that, the pro-Canis people get mad. When I say I don't believe the official story, everybody else gets mad. I'm just calling balls and strikes on this, but there's no doubt that the majority of people think Israel killed Kirk. It's hurt Trump bad. Cash Patel's cover-up has hurt him, and this thing is not going away. So that's a long intro with Viva Fry, popular talk show host, and I didn't even mean to go off into this, but there was a big controversy about it, so I thought we'd address it. We haven't talked since you were on last time.
No, I'll tell you this. I don't mind being judged for the things I said. Where you get insulted is where you get judged for the things you didn't say or the things you say get wrongly twisted. I'm not going to apologize for this. I've said it before. I'll say it again. And what Candace did is hard evidence of it. If you want to be misled, you'll watch Candace and you'll have to move your targets from Egyptian planes to trap doors to French legionnaires to decoys wearing things to he couldn't have been there because he was at a restaurant in Panguitch. What I said in respect of the Sandy Hook analogy, and people say, Viva, you brought it up at the same time a bunch of other people did. I didn't know that from a hole in the wall. I brought it up to highlight one particular point.
Yeah, in fairness, you bring it up all the time in defense of me. I see you on shows all the time defending me, so you talk about it a lot.
Alex, I've been defending you, and not like you need a defense. I've been defending the side of righteousness.
No, I do need a defense. The truth needs to get out. Thank you for your defense.
Well, no, but since 2018, and I went to your trial on the merits in Texas with that show trial after you were defaulted into liability. What I said about Sandy Hook and how you got dragged into it is that there was an operation at the time, in my view, to trick people into repeating some of the outlandish claims
100%.
so that they could be discredited and so that the lawfare could be weaponized against them. People don't seem to understand. That's not an approval of it. That is an empirical observation as to what happened. They just needed you to say things once or twice, and they used that as the pretext to destroy you. And they had people who I believe were floating untenable, outlandish conspiracy theories to make the actual discussion as to what actually went wrong even more difficult. Much like 9/11. You have people saying the towers never existed. It was holograms. That makes actual discussion as to what happened more difficult. In Sandy Hook, they got a bunch of people to toe absolutely untenable lines. That doesn't mean that they deserved to be dragged through the legal system, and I think it was wrong. And I'm not arguing that.
Exactly, and I covered, like I've covered Candace and what she said, I covered what other people said. They then distilled that out of context. Judges found me guilty and went forward. And there's so many examples of this, but here's one. Obama, when he was the head of the Harvard Law Review, wrote, I was born in Kenya. Then he said in three speeches, we have the clips, that I was born in Kenya. Then they put out a fake passport in 9 layers, still in Photoshop and Adobe, so we would all know it was fake because it got proven by the great filmmaker who made Dreams of My Real Father that he literally is the son of Frank Marshall Davis, the famous communist pornographer. There's photos of his mother in the Betty Page-style shoots. Frank Marshall Davis was best friends with his grandfather. They live there in Hawaii. There's photos of him on the same couch where she shot the porn. He said Frank Marshall Davis is like my father in his book. It looks just like him. It is. So they did all of that as an elaborate cover for the Frank Marshall Davis, just like what really happened at Sandy Hook, which we now know, which when I talk about it, they don't talk about this, which is a whole other subject. And I know I'm ranting, but let me just tell you what happened. God did this. I'm in Connecticut, whenever it was 4 years ago, whatever, 5 years ago, being deposed for 2 days by their lead lawyer, the former federal prosecutor, Chris Manning. And he has me for hours reading police reports and other people's emails from my inbox I'd ever opened that were saying mean things. That's all they had was people sent me emails I didn't open. You know, they would copy emails they sent harassing families to me, and that was the only proof they had was unopened emails. And he goes, and I'm sitting there reading, and I'm bored, and all of a sudden, literally, these are redacted, not released police reports. And so, officer goes in, blah, blah, blah. Tries open bathroom door, won't open, forces it open. A pyramid of dead children with no blood. Officers believe they've been moved there. Maddie goes like this and reaches over and grabs it. They run and have the deposition sealed with the court. And I was like, what is this? And then later I went back and researched what the kids said of men shooting through the windows. Another shooter in camo they grabbed that was on the news that was an off-duty cop from the town over. And so now, you see, what do you cover up? What really went on is you have these crazy liberal professors put out their story, then we cover it, and that's used as the cover. Just like Pizzagate, in the emails, we're delivering 7-, 8-, and 9-year-olds for your entertainment to the hot tub in the pool, in the woods, John Podesta, for your entertainment. We're doing Aleister Crowley rituals. It's all in there. They change to the ping pong pizza, say there's a basement, say they're doing all this, nothing's going on there, the weirdos do go there, then they kill the real story with that story, and then said that I'm the one that sent people to Comet Ping Pong, when all I did was cover the New York Times, CNN, covering Comet Ping Pong, and 4chan. See how that works? Sorry, go ahead. I'm ranting. You're the guest.
No, I apologize. And don't worry about it. And you get the one guy who shows up with a gun, and now they get to write off all of Pizzagate as a lunatic type fringe theory, ignoring John Podesta's email at the time about a map shaped handkerchief with pizza related subjects on it. I mean, that is what they tried to do with Sandy Hook. And I can see that there's a certain element of that right now with Sandy Hook, the people who said nobody died there, that they were all fake and et cetera, and that's why they tore the school down. They make it more difficult to, and in fact allow people to disregard the actual arguments that they tore the school down, albeit 9 months later, to conceal the fact that the school hadn't implemented proper safety protocol that would have mitigated that abject disaster. There is a certain element of that going on right now where people say, Viva, you're towing the narrative, Fed slop official narrative. And I'm like, what is that narrative even in the first place? If it's that Tyler Robinson took the shot, is the lone actor, and it's a slam dunk case. No, I don't believe that whatsoever. You know, they'll make the evidence as to whether or not Tyler Robinson took the shot. I believe Charlie Kirk was shot. I do not for a second believe that nobody else was involved. And now, when you have people saying outlandish things like Egyptian sniper planes or meetings at Fort Huachuca to plan this assassination, trap doors, you make it actually more difficult to say, why did Kash Patel allegedly shut down the Joe Kent investigation? Oh, because they didn't want to get Israel involved. It would have proven Israel was involved, or hypothetically, it might have proved another government was involved or a domestic element was involved.
Well, I just want to explain something again. I'm not trying to act cool or brag. This is actually not something we're proud of, though. When they died, they weren't really proud of it. I had multiple family members who were army assassins. And the way this works is they're officers. Once they're out of the military officially, they're sheep dipped and they work for the CIA and they talked about when they were dying, told my dad about it. His cousin, called him his uncle, he's older, but lived across the street. Great guy, used to run nuclear Nike missiles and all the rest of it. And he told them, so his first, job's like he's running the nuclear weapons, and then he gets out of the army, and then he would basically just be given a target. He could choose the mission if he wanted to. It wasn't even given to him by an officer. It would be delivered like in a spy deal. Then he'd be given the next piece he was supposed to get, and then he could do the mission however he wanted, and he could choose the mission if he wanted to. And he told my dad he refused some missions at the end and got out of it. That lie that you can't get out of it. No, he got out of it. And the other family member, totally separate side of the family, same deal. So, and his main thing wasn't that, but all those guys are tasked with that. If you're told to do that, do it. If you want to see what it looks like with an assassination planning, watch Apocalypse Now, written by Millis, who did his research. When the captain goes in and he's there with the head of the whole Vietnam forces, there's one CIA guy and then one attaché, and they won't even say they're going to kill him. They never say that. It's just like the mafia, like, you know, take him to the train station. And I'm just telling you, you don't have 12 colonels in a meeting, and a guy walks in the day before, and Erica Kirk's there. That's just, it's, and I'm not trying to attack Candace. It's just not true. Sorry, go ahead.
No, well, it's also, look, you know, Robbie Starbuck put out a good 1 hour, you know, analysis, and I understand where people are going to pick holes in his analysis. If you're going to kill someone like Charlie Kirk, and it's going to be Israel, they're not going to do it in this way. Now, even still, it could have been Israel. You need to provide the slightest shred of evidence above and beyond a hypothetical motive, which would have inspired them to take out Charlie Kirk if he was turning against Israel and was going to change, you know, his political influence with the next generation of young conservatives. It's not that the theory is necessarily false. It's that there's absolutely zero evidence to substantiate it right now, above and beyond an ever-moving target, which includes, you know, Egyptian planes, trapdoors, Charlie Kirk's team doing it, Erica Kirk doing it, Israel doing it. And in the process, by the way, you may or may not be absolving the actual entity, which would be trans radicals in America who may be motivated or radicalized online by foreign or domestic elements. And as a result of the nonsense that has been spewed, and everybody has the right to spew it, they have the right to believe it, and I've got a right to comment on it. As a result of the nonsense that has been spewed, we now have a plausible reason for the authorities to say, we're not looking into this anymore. Israel had nothing to do with it. And your fixation on Israel is the pretext that we use to not tell you what we looked into or didn't as relates to the Discord chats, as relates to the online groups, as relates to a potential domestic nexus to online radicalization. We had confidential human sources, FBI agents and assets, more than defendants in the Gretchen Whitmer Fed napping plot. We know what was going on in January 6th. It could be that Kash Patel shut down Kent's request for an investigation because of Israel. It could also be because it might have revealed a domestic nexus, which if it existed and it resulted in government agents or assets knowing of having a hand in what turned out to be the assassination of Charlie Kirk, people would be burning buildings down right now. But we don't get to have those conversations because the conversation has been distracted with unsubstantiated theories and ever-moving targets that get disproven, and they just move on. Whatever happened with that receipt from the steakhouse in Panguitch?
We're told we're going to get photos of Erica Kirk at the hotel.
It's one thing after another, and when I question those who are just asking the questions, when I say, hey, Candace, do the Egyptian planes still hold the keys to the Charlie Kirk assassination? She glibly says yes. The audience says, well, she's, you know, learned new information and has now, you know, started asking different questions.
Well, here's another example. I'm not trying to undermine Candace because I think she means well. And I think engaging in the fight only makes it worse. And then people think we're trying to cover up what's going on. There's obviously a cover up. They said it was an exploding microphone and I look at it and the whole thing looks weird. And then now, oh no. This is the proof it's another shooter up there, so now it is a shooter on the roof. And then Erica doesn't know that you can't put a telescopic sight up to your eye. She thinks it'll give you a black eye. She, I'm not putting her down. It just shows no knowledge of guns. She's from Connecticut, you know, great lady. We discovered her, basically. So I guess everybody can blame me or Paul Watson. But I don't mean that meanly. But she doesn't understand this stuff. But what I can tell you, I know you know guns. Can you get a 30-06 and slap a telescopic scope on it? And then hit on paper. No, you can't do that. Can't do that.
Well, I wouldn't say that I know guns. I believe, you know, I've fired some. I took my firearm license up in Canada. I know I've had the discussion with people who say you can and you can't. I know that I've had the discussion.
Anybody
with
telling
experts.
You, no, red dot you can do. You cannot take a 10 power, six power. You cannot do it.
But Alex, the shot that hit Charlie in the neck might probably was destined for the center mass torso, and it was actually a bad shot. So maybe you're right. You can't do it easily, and maybe it was the most unfortunate accident that the shot missed center mass and caught him in the neck.
And a 30-06 doesn't go through your throat, and it doesn't go through your throat.
But this is another thing. You know, I've had the discussion now with people who know who I would consider
a frangible
to be, you know,
round with that high caliber, a Sabo, and it's still going through, bro.
Well, you know, you say that, and then you get Phoenix Ammunition, you get the other, you know, ammo experts out there. I get people who hunt that say, you know, I've shot a deer and it didn't go through. And then, you know, you have the Martin Luther King example where you say, all right, he got shot in the face with a .30-06. It didn't blow his head off. It hit his chin and it went down. So everybody's saying, I know how bullets behave 100% of the time. It doesn't need to happen. One in 100.
You know how many animals I've shot?
More than me, Alex, that's for sure. But the bottom line, you got Cernovich out there.
Probably 400 big ones.
I won't ask the anecdotal question. The bottom line is that when you have avid hunters, military men who say it's possible and those who say it's impossible, when you go to court, I used to be a lawyer, you always have experts that somehow say what their clients want them to say. At the end of the day, if you have bona fide recognized experts, one saying it's impossible, the other one saying it's possible, definitionally, yeah,
well, every,
it's not impossible.
Every Green Beret, every Navy SEAL I know says that you do not slap, and I already know this myself. Let me tell you something. You take a telescopic scope off of a high caliber rifle, you put it back on, it's always, if you're lucky, 7-8 inches off, usually not even on the paper. You got to start shooting, you got to bore sight it, then you got to walk it in. And you're talking about the fastest guy on earth at 100 yards. To assemble the rifle, put the thing on, load 4 cartridges, start shooting, walking it in, 3 minutes. Maybe the best Delta Force guy could do this in 3 minutes, get it sighted in and make the shot.
I've heard people who I would consider to be far more knowledgeable than me say, no, it's by no means impossible. And by the way, if it's off by 7 or 8 inches because of that, maybe that's why the shot hit Charlie in the neck and not the torso, which I would presume any assassin would want to go for. Anyways, and also the bottom line, we now know it was a cheap frangible round, allegedly, that is intended to mushroom and oftentimes fragments. The
frangible rounds cost more money, Viva.
Well, this Remington one, from what I understand, is a very cheap one that people don't actually use to hunt, precisely because it tends to break up when it hits game. But all that
the
to say,
the cheapest round is Full Metal Jacket. That's what you use for target practice.
This one, from what I understood, at least from, you know, Phoenix Ammunition, which people will feel free to disregard because he's not saying what they like, that it's known to be a cheap round and it's known to happen, which is why people don't use it to hunt. The bottom line, however,
now what breaks up is what breaks up is 223 and stuff. Okay, look. Stay right there. But I don't want to spend absolutely all day on this, but the point is we're all allowed to debate this. You're not bad for what you say. I'm not bad for what I say. We're all adults. We're having a discussion here. Viva Fry is a great guy. We'll be right back on the other side of your phone calls on Iran. Stay with us, Viva. We love you. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. It's globalist siege. It's globalist economic warfare. It's a globalist blockade, an embargo, sanctions against American populist patriots. For everyone that's been watching and listening to me for years, you've seen the attacks. You've seen the deplatforming. You've seen the court battles, the news articles, the demonization, the bogus default judgments. We even have FBI and CIA operatives on hidden camera talking about how their entire goal was to take me out at the knees by knocking out my ability to accept payments. And that model they used on me, they admit, is for all of you.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
So with Alex Jones, and the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much.
Well, because of First United Payments and your support, they failed. And they failed because I had a processor with a backbone who loves America and believes in the free market. One who stands up for American justice and who didn't back down when they received threatening messages and pressure from other major institutions. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Consolidation, vertical integration, that is the goal of the BlackRock globalist system. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. This is the key to their entire panopticonic takeover plan in their own words. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have this system in place and they're close, They are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. Visit First United Payments now at FirstUnitedPayments.com and talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A. by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. That's 877-899-1313. The tyrants are counting on us not to innovate. They're counting on us not to migrate to institutions and organizations that are pro-human just like us. This isn't some new company. I've been using them for almost a decade. They're already taking care of most of the patriots. Whether you're a florist, have a gas station, or you're a farmer, or you've got a little five and dime shop or a factory, whatever it is, online merchants, this is the place for you. These guys are patriots and they're in our corner. They're Americans just like us, and they hate the New World Order with a passion. They believe in the free market, and they understand this is 1776 2.0. 90% of it is information warfare and financial, and this is just as important as the right to self-defense and guns. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Thank you so much. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right. We can argue this thing forever, and that's why people are obsessed with the Charlie Kirk thing. Not only was he a great guy, defended me massively, recruited so many people to be Christian and patriots and anti-globalists, the cure for the communism and the Democrat Socialists of America. He was criticizing Israel. He was against the war publicly and privately. He was calling me up thinking, trying to stop the war during Midnight Hammer, saying, you're absolutely right. They want to go to full war. He called me up and thanked me for pushing Epstein and the cover up stopping. He said, this is killing us and it's wrong. And I mean, I talked to him like a month before and he was like, you know, how do we help you? What's happened to your operation? You know, what have you out at our events? You know, just a great guy. And we owe it to him to find out what really happened. And I think saying the official story is true hurts what happened to him and everybody else. And I think then just believing every wild thing, and you have to believe each new piece of BS is wrong. But people love Easter egg hunts. They love treasure hunts. And so this is the ultimate whodunit. And normally I can figure things out. I got to tell you, before I cannot figure things out because I've known the TPS USA people pretty good for a long time. Been to quite a few of their events and things. And these are like, I'll be not Christian nerds. They are, you know, literally, would you like us to pray with us, Alex? And I saw the stories. They're having parties and hookers and cocaine. And I mean, I've been at dinners with them. They're like, Alex, do you really need that double vodka? You know, would you like to go to AA with me? And that was back when I was drinking. And I'd be like, ah, shut up, you know, wimp. But my point is these guys really are the goody two shoes. And then everybody saw them respond after, you know, with all the glitz and everything. That's what they did. And they were going to put a good face on it. And I think they should have thought that out a little bit better. That was when everybody really turned on them. And I was calling them up saying, you guys need to ditch the leather pants. You need to ditch the, you know, the glitz and the sparklers shooting out everybody's butts. But that's what they did before. So the point was, it wasn't something new that they did, you know, off of this. Just like you constantly on almost every show bring up, when it's even on another topic, you bring up how I got screwed over Sandy Hook and warn everybody about them planting fake stories. So as soon as I saw like a 20-second clip of you or 10-second clip, I said, that's out of context. And even some of the crew got mad at you. And I said, why don't you go watch the full clip? That's not what's going on. And of course it wasn't. But I already understand that. But that's the way the nature of this works with these internet deceptions. It was like 3 days into October 7th, I'm on with Eric Prince, and Steve Bannon and, the Attorney General, Ken Paxton. They're together at an event, and I think CPAC or something, and I'm remote, And I was wargaming saying China stands to gain. You know, if Israel totally destroys Gaza and carpet bombs it, then Iran's going to get involved. China wants us to go to war with Iran. We'll end up losing this war that's going to lead to an Iran war. Israel's going to try to go into Lebanon, go into Syria. This is a terrible idea. I was already wargaming and all. But I said, if they really want to win, they can't just sit in their regular military. They've got to carpet bomb the whole place from top to bottom, but that will be genocide. The whole world will turn against Israel. They took a 10-second clip of me saying Israel needs to carpet bomb from the north of Gaza to the south, but they didn't have me saying don't do it. It's immoral. It'll destroy Israel in the world's view, which all came true. Then I just went and got the full clip and played it. But again, that's how people do this gotcha thing. So if the public just has to, if they see a clip pisses them off, you better go find the full context, because when you're seeing a 10-second clip, chances are you're being deceived. Viva Fry.
Well, that clip that Candace took and then played it and then added her own commentary that I was endorsing the lawfare because of harassment. I never even used the word harassment. That wasn't my point. Doesn't matter. It was a 23-minute interview with the folks at TPUSA or Andrew Colvett on the Charlie Kirk Show. Alex, Tyler Robinson is going to have his trial. And if there are this many holes in it, as people believe, that will come out at trial time. People are, you know, talking about beyond a reasonable doubt right now. Right now, the prosecution has its theory of the case and they'll test it when it gets to court. You know, I understand people's cynicism, skepticism. I understand their questions. Then the question is only, what better theory are you putting forward at this point in time that is not, you know, the evidence is the absence of the evidence? There was a second shooter. Hey, there could be a second shooter. I personally would have zero problem believing Lance Twiggs is intimately and heavily more involved than, you know, is currently known. And then I can understand people saying, why was he given use immunity for his statement? He can still face charges. I don't believe everything he's saying in his video. And I would zero difficulty believing. In fact, I do believe he had advanced knowledge, much more knowledge than he's letting on, and that they did, in fact, talk politics, because it's impossible that they didn't. But there will be a trial for Tyler Robinson. And if there are massive gaping holes, it'll come out at trial time. As far as the rest goes, if you have a better theory, you got to put it out there, and it's got to be more than the absence of evidence is the evidence. I know Israel did it because they're so good at doing it, they've left no shred of evidence. That's an unfalsifiable
theory. Sure,
well,
there's no doubt that, just in general, they put out theories. You must accept each one, even though they all contradict each other. And I'm just agreeing that there's a cover-up, but here's the problem. When you have a lot of the influencers, who a lot of them are my friends and I like Jack Posobiec and Benny Johnson,
Yeah,
come out and say, we saw the footage. You can see him pull the trigger, and you can tell it's him. And obviously, see, he's convicted off of the pre-trial hearing. And then people get the footage, and it doesn't really show that. People then get pissed and think they're involved in an active cover-up. And they go, well, what we meant is him going up the stairs, we can see all this. And I'm just like, guys, I understand you think Tyler Robinson really did it. That's an issue. But then I say to the Candace Owens crew, 3 days before, 2 days before, 1 day before, you had 10 people in the town, a bunch of them trans supporters and trans, and you had that weird trans militia, saying he'll be dead when he comes. He's dead. They made a song in the town about it. They're going to kill Charlie Kirk. Then you have this Zen guy, what George Zen, a known weird political operative, jump up and say, I killed him, so the shooter, quote, can get away. A bunch of the liberals there, as soon as the shot goes out, go, yeah, we told you. They're all celebrating. And then I talked to high-level TPUSA. They said, well, we asked Cash why they're not trying to charge or investigate those guys. And Cash like, well, they probably did know or might have been involved, but we can't prove it. So we want to have a clear conviction, so we're not doing it. Well, why don't you drag them in as witnesses? I mean, this is so then I'm like, whoa. And I'm being told this by high-level TPUSA that talked to Cash Patel. So we know there's a cover-up of that as well. And that just sends off even more alarm. So let me ask Candace this question. I'm serious. I like Candace. Why, how are the trans people involved? How did they know he'd be dead? There is a bunch of trans violence connected to the left. The left did stand to gain from this, too. I'm not covering up for Israel. I'm saying I think we don't know what happened here. This is the ultimate whodunit.
Well, I mean, yes, I say the ultimate whodunit. Evidence certainly points a certain way, and then you have to pick apart that evidence. Who benefits from this, by the way? Israel, in theory, could have benefited. Israel is, as a matter of fact, just not benefiting from it right now, because if they were behind it, everybody thinks they're behind it. So that's not a hell of a way to do an assassination. Russia benefits with increased instability in America. China benefits. The left benefits. It was a preemptive presidential assassination because Charlie Kirk was presidential material and he would have gone on to become president. And he would have been a great, influential unifier. And so obviously the left stands to benefit. People saying something big is going to happen, posting on social media. And then you get George Zinn, a man who then subsequently gets convicted of or pleads guilty to child sex abuse material on his phone, happens to be there. And his first reaction after the shot is to say, I did it. And then he later admits that he said that to let Tyler Robinson or the real shooter get away. That indicates a lot of people had advanced knowledge of this. And Alex, you said it. Richard Barris said it on X, and then he came on my channel to explain it when he was outraged at what was going on, that it looked like they were shutting down or limiting the investigation just to ensure that they get a conviction against Tyler Robinson. Because who knows, maybe if you get more people involved in the plot, it becomes more difficult to pin it on any one individual. And he was livid about this. So, you know, do I believe what the FBI says? No more than when they said Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. We got a video proving it. And then that video comes out. Not only does it prove it, raises more questions than answers. But there are certain anomalies in this case that make zero sense. And unfortunately, nobody has any faith in the FBI when they say, yeah, we investigated everyone on those Discord chats. Trust us. Oh, yeah, we investigated George Zinn. He had no advanced knowledge of this. He's just a local crazy person whose first reaction after the shot goes off, as though he knew what even happened, is to play decoy so the real shooter can get away. And then the real shooter, alleged real shooter, gets away and then goes back and visits his boyfriend, and they don't talk about anything that night. I mean, I agree. A lot of that doesn't make sense. There will be a trial, which is where all of this evidence or lack thereof will be fleshed out. And for the time being, this has caused not just a rift in the right, in conservatives. It's caused infighting that is itself totally catastrophic, totally destructive. And in
I got to tell you, I'm not against investigating it. I think we should. But literally half of X and other channels just debate this while there's nuclear war and Russia's getting ready to hit NATO. They said they have. I don't disagree with NATO and the Pentagon saying this is imminent. I mean, this is insane. I mean, look at Drudge. It's the ballroom getting blocked by a judge is the top story, and way down here is nuclear war. I'm just like, can we spend a little time on nuclear war or inflation? I hear what you're saying. Let's shift gears. I want to go to Stoops and Doug and Tom and Jefferson. Folks have been holding the longest. That would be Jefferson, and then that would be Tom, and then that would be other folks we'll get to. But on the war, give us their take. But what is your take on Iran, on Russia, on the out-of-control escalation, on the inflation, on the midterms? I mean, this is a disaster. And in this case, Israel is swinging its 20-foot-long Johnson around saying, we're the boss, not caring how much they're hated worldwide. I mean, this is terrible. And then Israel's doubling down with the world turning against them, saying, we got nukes. I don't want to be on Israel all the time. I don't have some vengeance, but the current group running it is bragging they're running our foreign policy, and that's treasonous that our Congress is going along with it. So what do we do about this fiasco? Do you agree with what I said, or you disagree?
In large part, yes. I mean, I agree with what J.D. Vance said and how he categorized it. Like it's not anti-Semitic to say right now Israel, at least the government of Israel, is at its all-time lowest in my lifetime. And you can't blame anybody for it, because when you see what's happening, whether or not it's Israel's war, whether or not Trump got dog walked into it by Netanyahu, or whether or not Trump is using Netanyahu as a pretext to go after Iran, what month are we in now of this non-war war?
We're going into 6 months. It's almost 6 months.
I think, six, 7 months. It was not a war.
How many days now, guys? Throw it up on screen. How many days are we in?
I thought it was February to August, so I thought we were like close to 7 months.
Wow, it's longer than I thought. So it's 160 days right now.
It is, we're in 160 days into the war that's not a war. It's just tactical strikes. It's not a never-ending war, but it's 6 months in. It's been won and ended, I don't know, 20 times, to the point where it's impossible to follow. The only thing that's much more possible to follow are the direct, immediate political and economic consequences back home. And, you know, when Trump declares the war is over and then they celebrate the fact that oil goes down to $80 a barrel as if it's had time to, you know, incorporate the actual value or cost of the oil, goes back up. One thing that is for certain, people are going to have to convince me that this is what people voted for, at the risk of letting some of my arguments out of the bag before I get to this debate that I'm attending. You know, everyone's saying now, we've been at war with Iran for 47 years. Trump has always said we got to take care of this. That 47 years tagline motto only hit the ground in February-ish 2026. Before then, it had barely ever, if never, been stated publicly before, because it wasn't part of what people thought they were voting for. Nobody wanted this. It was a bad idea from the strikes back in July when me, Robert Barnes, Richard Barris, and others were sounding the alarm. Oh, it's not a war. It's just tactical strikes. Get in, get out. Operation Midnight Hammer accomplished its goals. 6 months later, you start a war that wasn't a war.
all of those talking heads saying, we're not in a war right now, guys, stop being panickins. All right, we're now in 6 months of the war, and it's not a never-ending war. It just hasn't ended yet, or at least it's ended for the 22nd time. And now you got inflation back home. You got people who can't afford living back home. And then you got the GOP, Dan Crenshaw, and other scoundrels, Mark Thiessen, telling them to shut up, suck it up, buttercup, pay more for your burritos. And it went from short-term pain to long, no, sorry, short-term pain for long-term gain when it came to gas prices to now shut up, get a job, eat ramen noodles like I did back in college, which I doubt Dan Crenshaw did in any event, or at least out of necessity. It's political disaster. And nobody can say that they weren't warned. Nobody can say that there weren't people sounding the alarms. And what's going to happen is when the disaster comes in November, they're not going to accept responsibility for not adhering to the warning signs. They're going to go and blame the people who were sounding the alarm and saying, you guys didn't get behind us. And that's why the people.
Absolutely perfectly said. And now Russia's getting ready because they've said they are to hit NATO countries. And then if NATO escalates there, we're talking nuclear war. I mean, I can't believe we're even at this point.
What just happened on the beach in Russia? I don't even understand how a drone can take out seven people like that on a beach. Whose drone it was, who took it down. I mean, this is exactly how, like, out of V for Vendetta, things escalate to the point of, you know, irreversible damage and irreversible escalation. Everybody was warning about this from the get-go. It's difficult to say that anything's better now as a result of this than it was a year ago. You know, if Iran had their nuclear facilities or their nuclear capabilities wiped out with Operation Midnight Hammer, what's left of it after 6 months?
Sure. So let me ask you this before we go to some calls real quick. They've been holding one to talk about this. I want your take on what they say. What's the off-ramp then?
The off-ramp is get out and declare victory. I mean, the bottom line, and it's the problem with not having a stated objective or at least having a perpetual moving goalpost of a stated objective. No one even knows if you've achieved that objective. If it was to disable Iran's nuclear program, if you haven't done it after Midnight Hammer and after 6 months of a war that's not a war, there are bigger problems.
Sure, what it really was is it was really regime change, and that's what it is.
Or just destabilize Iran the way they destabilize Syria. There'll be one regional beneficiary to that destabilization, and that will further confirm or solidify certain beliefs that people have in America as to on behalf of whom this war was being waged.
Absolutely.
Well, the bottom line, go for it.
Now, let's go to Doug.
If you haven't achieved the goal yet, and after all of this, there's bigger problems. So at least pretend that you've achieved the goal, get out, and get back to domestic policy, and hopefully mitigate the damage for November.
Yeah, and making fun of those of us that have the right position and have 80+% of the public on our side, making fun of us like Ben Garrison did of me, saying I jumped the shark being against the war. No, dude, you jumped the shark. That's retarded. Let's go ahead.
Sorry, it says you were right. You were too early. You didn't have the right information at the time. They said that about the people who got COVID right as well.
I just bizarre. They would just want to say, we're with Trump, not you. Good, dude. Give me a break. I'm not in junior high, pal. Let's go ahead and talk to Doug in Wisconsin, affiliate with the Marine Corps. Thanks for holding so long to give us your take on the Pentagon saying Russia is getting ready to strike NATO.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Long-time listener. Used to pay $5.95 a month back in the day. So that's bringing back old memories. I was just wondering, did they ever find those couple of nukes? Where was it, in South Carolina? Back in, 2012 or so, around there? Could he be...
Yeah, nukes came up missing out of a couple of bases. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I was just wondering if they couldn't be using that against him somehow, and that's why he's going sideways. Yeah, I was just wondering if they ever found those.
Well, it happened a couple times. Nukes went missing under Obama and under Bush. If you remember, there was a big freak out down in Louisiana when they came out of the Dakotas. That's a good point. I think you're alluding to false flags. Is the deep state holding Trump hostage, threatening to set off a nuke and blame Iran or something like that? I think that is speculation. But knowing the globalists, it's entirely plausible. You got a bunch of Israeli operatives saying, boy, we sure need a new 9/11 to get America behind this war. And that's why I say we've entered this area of false flags.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was just, it's got to be something like that, the COVID shot, the nukes, for him to go sideways like that, doing a 180, like you famously say.
Well, you've been a supporter a long time if you were a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, Doug, so thank you very much, and God bless you. Anything else?
No, I really like the colostrum gummies. I take them almost every day now, opposed to the powder. You know, guy gets a little lazy and doesn't want to mix it up and everything. So I really like the gummies and the methylene blue and the iodine. So, yeah, thanks for all your products.
Well, appreciate you. You're the reason we're on air. Thank you. Thank you. Don't thank me. Thank you, Doug. Wow. Yeah, what do you think about wild cards, false flags, or things like that, Viva Fry?
You can imagine any number of possibilities, whether it's let it happen on purpose, make it happen on purpose, or just allow it and then weaponize it. There's endless possibilities, but it just an off ramp has been there for the longest of times, and JD has been trying to get it. It seems that the powers that be don't want anyone getting off this roller coaster right now until they've gotten to the scariest part.
Absolutely. Well, Trump's so unpopular now that his endorsement of J.D. Vance is almost like a strike against Vance, but Vance is way superior to Marco Rubio. Anybody that denies that's living on another planet. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Florida, affiliated with the Navy. Tom, what's your view on this fiasco?
Well, I just was like, it's horrible right now. Ukraine is involved in attacking Iranian vessels. That's not good. So what you were saying is it's a broader spectrum. It's moving out. My question is, where I live, I know the players live on Palm Beach Island, obviously. And if it is going down to the final solution or whatever that they got, I mean, everyone living around here is going to have to be affected, but would they do it when they were in season? I mean, how would we know? Like, would everybody be gone? You know what I mean? It's like, what's the end game for these guys? I mean, that we're not going to get attacked? You know, that's where I'm at with it. I mean,
NATO is targeting civilian targets in Russia to push them into full war. That is truly psychotic.
Well, it is, because, like I said, I talked to you before. I worked on submarines, and I know the boats are everywhere, and the Soviets are making gains in their technology and submarine technology, too, along with the Chinese. And I'm sure they shared it with the Iranians, you know. So that's something for us to think about that we're not thinking about if you're just, you know, throwing weapons into Russia. I just don't get that. Yeah,
that's not 3D chess. That's megalomania.
Right. So, I mean, I know the players and the powers that be are pretty much like, hey, if you came out here, I would take you to Palm Beach Island. You could just observe and you would see, wow, this place is whacked. You know what I mean?
The elites are drugged out of their minds. They've lost connection to reality. Nobody ever hit Iran like this before. Not because they liked Iran, but because it wasn't going to work. It isn't working. Even if you're for this, it isn't working. NATO is losing against Russia. Now they want to escalate that. It's like a degenerate gambler that's losing at the table, so he mortgages his house. God bless you, and thanks for the call. Viva Fry, we can talk about it all day, but, I mean, this is one hell of a time to be alive.
It is indeed interesting times, which I'm told is actually a curse, not a Chinese proverb. But it also does explain this sudden 180 where Ukraine is now attacking Iran and allying, so to speak, with Israel, because it's going to turn into now an attack on Israel is an attack on America. An attack on Ukraine is an attack on Israel is an attack on America. And it's a way of sort of coalescing that triangle to broaden this political conflict.
And there's a name for that. It's called a world war.
Yep. It rhymes with how World War I got started. I had to refresh my memory, but it rhymes with how World War I got started.
It's always about chain reactions and alliances. Let's go to Jefferson, Virginia, real fast. You disagree. Go ahead and tell us what you disagree about. Hello, Jefferson in Virginia. Come on down. Thomas Jefferson in Virginia. Going once, going twice. Bye. Look, I'm out of time. Stoops and Bob want to talk to you, but they just called in recently, so I don't feel too bad. Well, Stoops in Indiana, you're calling for Viva Fry. We'll go to Stoops. Sorry, Bob. We're out of time this hour. Go ahead, Stoops.
Oh, hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So I'll try to make it quick. I noticed that you were just talking about the era of false flags that we live in, and which I agree. And I've noticed that everyone talks about the angle of the Kirk shooting. That guy that you have on there just talked about Israel and trans about the possibility that it was fake and Charlie Kirk faked it and he's alive somewhere. So I have a bunch of resources that show that that is a possibility. I feel like you're an open-minded guy and you might be willing to like look at that perspective, but there was a lot of stuff pointing towards, and it would make sense who benefits, right? Lots of people. So
a bunch of special operations people, they say they're not even saying that's what happened, but they say that's what makes sense because nothing else makes sense.
Well, if you look at it from that, if you go back and look at the videos, which nobody shows the original clips anymore with the sound and everything, one, there's a huge rifle crack, okay? Nobody shows that anymore. That right there proves the microphone is bunk because when you hear the shot go off, everybody in the front row closest to the stage turns around to look for the shot. So there's a sound that comes from behind it.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Well, now Candace and them have dropped the exploding microphone and moved on to the other thing. Eva Frye, you're going to the debates that are being taped and I guess air in a week or so with
It's Brendan Strzok. Brendan Strzok is putting it on. It's hashtag walk away. This afternoon, we're going to be talking conspiracy theories. And I think the other side of the panel is Buckley Carlson, Harrison Smith, and a number of others. And then there's tomorrow going to be old MAGA versus new MAGA. And oddly enough, you know, there's going to be some overlapping Venn diagrams in these spheres. But it's going to be amazing. That's what I'm down here for. And
I'm going to be there. Excited. I'm going to be on with Joe Kent against the neocons. All right, buddy. Great talking amazing. To you. Huge interviews.
Thank you.
You bet. Massive intel on MKUltra breaking. This is the deep dive straight ahead. Stay with us and share the live feeds now. You don't want to miss this.
Planet Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The AlexJonesStore.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from the AlexJonesStore.com.
The Ultra Methylene Red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Yaka! Attack!
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
We talked about the Alice in Wonderland programming, how confusion is basically elicited on purpose in order to reprogram behavioral and belief systems and your mind.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that.
Our metadata is our intellectual property, because what is being done with that data? Who's profiting off of it?
However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
You're saying you're seeing more and more people show higher and higher positive or harmonics.
Well, prior to COVID, it was only people who were symptomatic that were coming up positive for semiconductors.
You have all these countless videos I've seen of that.
Correct.
So you'd have like 10 people in and like only a few people, but now it's like everywhere.
Correct.
Left TMJ.
Are you finding anybody doesn't have it?
I have not since the pandemic, I have not found.
Is that shedding from it or?
Well,
there's a lot of us that are aware of what's going on. I am much better at running from a fight than fighting a fight. And if there was anywhere I could take my beautiful family and go, due to the fact of no options, I'm going right into the middle of the front line.
You know, being humble, being restrained, knowing when to use your strength and what to use it for. I mean, that's again why we will win, as God told us we will defeat evil.
Our Heavenly Father, in this great quest and this mission to free humanity and to fight against Satan, we pray for your provision. You lead, God, and direct us. We ask that you push the evil out of us and bless us and you put us in your full armor.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
So this is part two of the deep dive on the war for our minds, the information war. And this is deeper than anybody goes. This is just the surface. But in part two, we got a little over an hour here. I want Jesse Beltran to lead us through this with our other guests here, Mr. Hayes and Mr. Zoll, obviously Mr. Jones, on different facets of this and what the end game is and how they're incrementally changing our minds and how we think and ways to be aware of that and be conscious of that. And I would also ask, once somebody's kind of under these systems, is there a way to get them out of it? Jesse Beltran.
Well, you know, in part one, we talked about the Alice in Wonderland programming, how confusion is basically elicited on purpose in order to reprogram behavioral and belief systems and your mind. We talked about predictive programming, which Joe Rogan was doing the interview on Chase, and talked about how easily that's done. And then we talked about going to now what happens when your brain is rewired, and it's very easy to do. And the issue with this is what they disclose in the next video clip we're going to show is how easy it's easily it's done. And then when it is done, you will not even be able to tell that the thoughts aren't your own. You're going to believe they are your own. And this is the aspect when we talked about the technology in previous reports on how in the New World Vistas report, they disclosed why they were doing this RF technology, how the objective was to affect an adversary either negatively or positively.
And by the way, this isn't fiction. They just admitted this in the congressional hearings a few weeks ago.
Correct. And in that report on page 89 called Biological Systems, if you read through that, and that was New World Vistas, that was released on November of 1994, it says, not only were they able to affect an adversary through RF frequencies, they were also able to erase memory sets and imprint memory sets. And this is what this next video discloses and what they're inferencing and what they're addressing. The fact is, I can do this with my voice. My voice is a frequency. Your voice is a frequency. And we all affect people in different ways with our frequency. But now imagine this invisible frequency that's coming in and able to reprogram your memory sets.
Remember that Pentagon report? There are no firewalls in the mind.
Correct. That's exactly right.
Nice try, globalist, but Alex Jones is still here, and he's not f***ing leaving.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists, you'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
When you use these techniques, it is virtually impossible to stop it because it's covert. You don't know what's being
done. Well, coming up though, if you find out this is happening to somebody, is there a way to get them out of it?
If you have a high suspicion or you're 100% sure that this was due to this type of programming, yes, it is reversible. Dr. Nick Begich is a famous one. I think he's been on your show.
Yeah, his dad was the congressman they killed, his brother a senator. He did deep research, one of the best brains.
Yeah, and he's a deprogrammer, and I've had clients that have gone to him in order to be deprogrammed who were victims of this. This was a mother-daughter couple, and he was very effective with them, and they were virtually brought back to normal. The daughter, for sure. Mom still had some issues, but it can be done, to answer your question. And so this is where society needs to really open their eyes, and this is why we're saying, wake your butts up, because our children of the future, their cognitive liberties are going to be non-existent.
This would be like telling Native Americans in 1600, hey, you've seen Columbus and a few others show up, a bunch more are going to show up, you better learn how to build guns and have factories to fight back. If they would have, they'd have won. But they didn't know. We're like telling people, what's just arrived? It's like, this is like aliens showed up.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. And just imagine, you know, the rights of parents are being whittled away. The right to how you teach your child.
Like 30-something states have passed laws where 12 and 13-year-olds, the parents don't have access to their medical file.
Well, 100%. And like, it's really important how you raise your kids. You raise them up in the way they go. They're going to be, you know, healthy. They're going to be smart. They're going to be good and not evil. You know, what Jesse's talking about, there's so many parallels to this. I think of, you know, scripture in the book of Matthew about the eyes being the gateway to the soul. And this is the thing. That's why they target us with the propaganda on the television. They target us with the propaganda in person. Because if they get it in your frickin' brain, this, you know, your eyes, it's hardwired to your brain. You can't unsee the things that you're exposed to.
And what you are facing with your children, just think about that. If they're whittling away the rights of your children, what happens when they come to a point in the future where they program your children to not who the hell you are?
Mm.
Okay? That.
Well, they already got them where most people don't visit their parents.
Yeah, yeah, I'm being extreme. Yeah. Okay.
No, I think we're already here. Yeah. They've already got it where they take your kid away and cut their dick off.
That, there's all kinds of issues going on right
there's
now.
There's been cult examples of this. Sozo prayers. From about 10 years ago, there were examples of people that came in and they would tell children, hey, your parents abused you. Your parents hurt you. And
that's what the trans movement does.
100%. And it's been used throughout history. This effectively disconnected those kids from their parents, gave them false memories, and they believed it. They had to go through counseling to unlearn the things they'd been lied about.
Yeah. False memories are a real thing. That's why in certain states, let's use hypnosis. If regressional therapies are, once you've hypnotize a person, they can no longer testify for themselves in a court of law in the state of California.
So obviously, obviously you can hypnotize people and get real suppressed memories, but you can also create false ones under it.
Correct.
Do you know why the CIA had a lot of psychiatrists and stuff working for them to do that?
Yeah, fortunately in my state, the state of Nevada, regression therapy is admissible in a court of law. So if...
How do you know the regression is real or false?
There are some ways to test for that. When I do regression therapy, I do not plant seeds. I do not. I'm very careful.
You just get it raw
on the words that I use. All I do is get them into that state, regress them to that time point. Tell me what you see. Okay, what are you experiencing? You have to be very, very careful on how you do that, because if you say, "Is it daytime or nighttime?" that's an issue. Because you can create a false memory that it's daytime.
You're already putting them where you want to go.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to be very bland and open-ended. Okay, that's how you get the truth. That's how you get a real experience, a memory that has actually happened. That's how you can tell. But not everyone's a capable hypnotist that's able to do this. And so this is another thing. It's the experience of the person who's regressing.
What makes somebody more suggestible versus, because I know it's a real science, but there's also fakes. there's people that aren't being hypnotized and they're playing along or doing something. I mean, are there people that don't know what they're doing or it's imagination? What are the gradients there?
That's a tough question for me because I've never had an issue knowing when someone's in trance, okay? You'll get pupil dilation. You'll get the skin colors will change. You'll get flushing.
Pupils get bigger.
Correct. You'll get idiomotor responses that you can't do consciously. These are all tests.
And they don't know that, so you know this stuff. Well, here's an example. People said I said that Ye was on X. I said it was like he was on X. He shows up, acts all weird the night before, shows up right when the show starts, and like 2 hours later he goes, I want a salad now. And he pulls the mask off, and it was pure black. And I said, I don't, but he wasn't sweating. He didn't look like, he wasn't like, doesn't even build on ecstasy and women and stuff. You know, I'd be at the beach, see girls like, and I go, what are you on, Molly? Oh, yeah, you know, I'm never, well, a drug guy. I can tell what they're on. I've seen them, somebody's on pot, they're like, hey, man, you know, drunk. Hey, are you drunk? You can tell what drugs are. You know, somebody's like this, oh, is that coffee? But with him, it was just, I mean, you could barely see the outsides of his irises. It was a, maybe he was hypnotized before he got there?
So it wasn't the net or the Yahoo or the mask.
No, I mean, I wasn't being mean to him. He took the mask off and I was just like, what the hell? I was like looking at him. It was like pure black eyes, man.
Well, there's a couple things that come to mind because also, you know, being a paramedic and having a strong medical background, were the pupils dilated because the mask was on? Okay, and you'll get a dilation.
Oh, I guess it's dark.
Because it's dark. So you would want to.
He pulls them off, we're in a conference room with the lights like this.
Yeah.
And they're still like, and he was like,
Yeah, now if they, well, typically, in a normal human, as soon as they're exposed to light, you'll get constriction of the pupil. Now, if they're in an altered state, they're going to stay that way.
Well, what makes your pupils do that? Hypnotized?
Drugs. Hypnotism, or there's an optical issue with the nerves in the eyes. I've seen that where one pupil's dilated, one pupil's constricted. Brain injury can do that. Strokes, they're all kinds
of sharp eyes.
Yeah. So yeah, it'd be interesting if they never constricted after taking that mask off. You know, it's quite possible that there was an altered state that's induced. But,
I was trying to put him down. I was just, you know.
Yeah.
People were like, did you ever take a mask off? Yeah. And his eyes were like,
phew. So here's another.
So I'm like right above him. I'm like, so, you can barely see the irises. I was like, damn.
So it wasn't all of the lights.
No, it was like black freaking like, you know.
Yeah. So here's another characteristic when you look at the suggestibility of people. People that have smooth, underbags under their eyes. They're more suggestible. He would be one. You're close to it. So you would be another one that would be easily put into
an
altered state.
What do the other bags mean?
Yeah. The bags under your eyes.
Yeah.
If they're completely smooth, that is a characteristic of being someone who's highly suggestible, and influenced.
Do we know why?
No, it's just an observation that they've taken the data. In fact, in the video clips that, we showed in part one, he talks about that. Yeah.
What is that? We have no idea what that means.
Being suggestible, you're hypnotizable.
No, I know that, but why would it be? I know you don't know. I'm saying this has just been registered in the research that
correct.
Yes. And there's no idea why.
They don't know why. All they know is that people with smooth under bags under their eyes are more
what does
suggestible.
Smooth mean, like?
So I have bags under my eyes. Okay, he doesn't. That's a very typical description of someone with smooth under bags under their eyes. They are more suggestible. So Matthew, I already know that could
he has no bag.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But you know, so at this table, I can
kill the Queen of England.
Yeah.
I'm not being serious. That's no. A naked gun. Yeah. Every, like, sure. Yeah. Like another baseball player.
Yeah. But these are just tidbits of information that I always keep.
What are the other things, the physical signs?
As far as physical signs, mostly it's whether or not you are a physical or what we call a physical suggestible or a emotional suggestible. That's really the depiction because we address it in part one that 30% of the population are physical suggestibles. Okay. And those are the ones that are easily hypnotizable. Those are the ones that you'll see up on stage in a fair
hypnotist show. And I, when I talked about, you know, they have everyone stand up and they do suggestibility tests. So, and this is what I want to do on our, you know, we have a project we're talking about maybe doing here. But you bring in people and you have them, you're running through some tests. Say, you know, when you put your fingers out, I want you to spread them apart. Imagine them being two strong magnets and these magnets are becoming stronger and stronger and they're pulling closer and closer and closer and closer. The people whose fingers go like this, those are the physical suggestibles that you want to bring up on stage. Those are the ones that I would choose almost immediately to...
Because they're taking direction by hearing it again.
Correct. Well,
have you looked at like world leaders, like President Trump, for example? Is he highly suggestible? Does he have some of these?
You know, I've never really thought about analyzing, doing an analysis on that. But it would be interesting to take a look at world leaders and just using the IBAG criteria and seeing who might be more influenced than others. But, you know, this is something when you're using your verbal frequency, our voices. Now, when you're using RF emissions, that's a completely different ballgame, particularly when you have nanotech in you, the mRNA. That's a completely different ball game because they've already done studies knowing what type of frequencies they need to send in order to put someone into an altered state and make it.
And it was like the Kingsville. They sent a signal out to the cell phone. Everybody kills each other. Before the movie came out, I was reading like Baltimore Sun articles about CIA tested in the 90s how to send out waves to make people agitated or sexually excited or angry or sleepy. And they like kind of tell you here and there and then they admit that they have patented all this, but then when you talk about it, oh, you're a kook. So let's get into how they're able to reprogram the brain.
So basically what they're describing is they're talking about the frequency issues that we're dealing with now, Havana syndrome. Let's call it for what it is. The HI phenomenon.
The big mystery.
Yeah, the big
when
mystery.
Obviously it's our
yeah.
own government.
The PSYOP is they want everyone to believe that there are these nefarious groups out there that are pointing directed energy weapons at you, okay? Does that happen? Yes. That happened down in Florida. That was that case where the law enforcement officer was hit with the directed energy device. They caught the individual. He was a chef, ended up being former KGB. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we know the Russians famously in the 60s hit our embassy with radiation beams.
Correct.
So this stuff goes on.
Correct. And that's essentially kind of what we're being dealing with now with this Havana syndrome. The PSYOP, though, is that we know from our data, been covering U.S. civilians since 2010, that it's BS because it is logistically improbable and financially unsound to be having all of these victims being chased around with someone pointing some weapon at them.
Or a helicopter or drone.
Correct.
Instead, was it through the TVs, the phones, or it's already implanted in them? How's it being activated?
So it's satellite-based. That's where it's coming from. Even, you know, Dr. Cruz.
Starlink.
Correct. There's some type, something coming from the skies, okay? That's number one. That's why when I was taking individuals 2 miles down into Granite Taverns in Jackson, California, and still detecting frequencies, we're like, how is this even possible? There's no cell phone towers out here. You can't get a radio. You can't get a radio signal out there. Nothing. The only way it can come is from satellite.
Deep penetration.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That might have to be like a ground penetrating radar.
Oh, 100%.
So they have ultra low frequency.
Correct.
Yeah, the same kind of technology we would use
with submarines.
Sure, exactly. The same kind of technology, one, how submarines would communicate, and two, how we would be able to look into and try to gather intelligence on, like, a deep nuclear silo site in, like, Iran, right? It's the same technology being deployed.
Yeah, I was in Virginia Beach.
Well, let's fill people in next. People don't know. I remember when I was a little kid, my dad's into all this, and we'd be driving from Austin, visiting family back to Dallas, and we would sometimes go to Fort Worth to see family. He'd point out, and later I looked at what was true. He goes, that's our deep earth communications with the submarines. And he would explain they would have like 2 mile long cable. It would be an X and it sends a wave through the earth that's basically instantaneous, like just like through water, better than a satellite, but whatever. And that's how the submarines would communicate with their own systems. Instead of sonar, it's through rock. And most of it's liquid, you know, the core, but and now they've declassified all that, but it's funny he knew about that. But so you're saying they're using that same stuff through satellites that I guess is then remagnified by the ground penetrators, and that's the control system.
Correct. And then you have the other aspects of it. It is a complete network. My background is also in network technologies. And
well, what's the, I forget the tech, there's a whole spectrum of ultra low frequency. What's the, we know the particular, there's a bunch of frequencies.
ULF, VLF, ultra low frequencies. Then you get into infrasound, ultrasound, those frequencies. I was in Virginia Beach recently and we happened to find a thumper signal, right off the ocean. And it, when we looked up who owned that frequency, it says most likely a Russian submarine.
It's like people don't know, you know, a thumper.
A thumper is what the technologies that these submarines use, what you were just describing.
For
communication. So we call them thumpers. We call them thumpers, okay? But what was unusual about the frequencies that we were detecting is that normally in a waterfall, when we use a spectrum analyzer, you'll have a waterfall. It's a blue screen or yellow or red, depending on what color you pick. But you can see a data line on a frequency that's being detected. What we were seeing, and they're vertical, what we were seeing is a horizontal signal, never before found.
That means nonstop.
Very unique. And it was very in sync, like every 10 seconds we would see it. And I brought it to my mentor and he says, that's a new type of thumper. And I said,
yeah, well, normally they just do it for communication.
Yeah. So this was covering vast spectrums in that ultra low frequency criteria that we would typically see.
So what does that quantify? What's that mean they're doing?
Well, what it means,
I just guess it means
it's very difficult to decrypt.
Ah.
Yeah. That's what it means. And it's going to be, and so remember my whole.
Oh, because they're probably sending out a bunch of garbage. That's how you, it was a big, it means a code, like it was a bunch of garbage with it?
Well, we don't know, because you would have to decrypt it to really isolate what's being transmitted. Okay.
That's what I mean, if you set a bunch of trash with it, then people don't know it's...
Yeah, so it's a completely encrypted. So in order to decrypt something like that, you would have to be able to capture all of that data across all of those frequency spectrums and somehow decrypt it to get the protocol. And then once you get the protocol, then you can establish what's there. But
do you have any idea what it was communicating with?
No idea. All we know is it was an observation. Another observation was, is all of the fish are dying on the beaches.
I was about to raise, when they do these sonar tests, it kills a bunch of whales.
Yeah, well, here's what's interesting. There are thousands of fish on the beaches there in Virginia Beach. And none of the birds are eating them.
I saw that in the news.
Okay. Wow. I witnessed it myself.
First time ever. There. What, yeah. When was that, a couple years ago?
No, I was just there this year.
Wow.
This year, maybe 4 months ago. And
by the way, even though there's a red tide, I've seen them. The birds, even though they get sick, they'll still eat rotten fish poison. They're not eating fish. That's unheard of.
Yeah, they're not eating the fish. And I'm going, there should be birds everywhere. So I happened to speak to a military person who confided with us and said, we've known about this. And he goes, did you notice that the fish aren't being eaten? I said, yes, I did. And he goes, it's because they're being exposed to this frequency and the birds know not to eat them somehow. The animals know. And that's a big
thing. It's documented that pigs won't eat like the GMO corn.
Well, maybe it's because in this way, it does change it from being even a fish anymore. Like we talked about this before, but they seek to recreate, you know, mankind, seek to recreate the species on this earth. In this way, maybe it changes these fish. No, they're no longer fish anymore.
Birds have great noses like a dog, too. They're like, whoa, what's that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But the bottom line is that we're all being exposed to this RF technology. We know that there's a read-write capability to the human minds. And there is going to come a time, very shortly, and I'm being told when the implementation of 6G, that's when the whole system gets turned on.
And Trump even said a few months ago, oh, it goes deeper in the skin, which in all the patents, 5G and all that, actually heats the skin. Like it's doing something different.
There's a thermodynamic response no matter of what type of RF frequency you are exposed to.
All right, so I'm going to shut up. Do the deep dive. Everybody's mad at me. Go into all this, and we'll come back and get into it all.
Okay. So.
And start playing the clips whenever you're ready.
Okay. So we'll play that clip on the rewiring the brain.
The question isn't if you're being manipulated. That's already happening. The real question now is, how many versions of the script have been tested just on you? Think about it. This isn't a feed. It's a behavioral lab. And you're not the audience. You're the subject. The techniques Chase Hughes exposes aren't theory anymore. They're active systems shaping what you see, what you believe, and who you become. And once you've been rewired, the worst part is, you won't even notice.
Okay, that was a short 30-second clip, but you listeners, you heard what he said, that you will be rewired and you won't be able to tell, okay? That is the seriousness of this. That is why I say that the future of your children's cognitive liberty and freedoms are at stake, okay? Yours may even be, you know, if 6G gets turned on tomorrow, you know, that, it could very well happen to you, to me, any of us. I am hopeful that I teach everyone the number one defense about this is education, being aware. So your awareness, knowing what your internal voice sounds like, knowing what your moral compass is, that is your foundation. And then I strongly believe that if the subconscious can be programmed remotely like that, why can't the subconscious, because it doesn't make interpretations, it is not discriminate, it does not have prejudices. That's why whenever it takes in any type of command or language or whatever it hears or what it's being programmed, it just takes it literally. So I've done this a couple of times, including to myself, is that I believe that you can program your own firewall. And we're looking deeper and deeper into that. But ultimately, ideally what we want to do is make sure that we protect our cognitive liberties. But there are many states now who are starting to create laws to protect your brain from this type of intrusive technology. And, you know, I don't know how much teeth they're going to be able to have with them, because this is a invisible technology, so to speak. Although we're proving that it exists with our equipment. Our MI6 whistleblower, we're about to disclose to the world, has figured out a way to identify the signature very focally. And that is what, well, I'm going to reserve that until that day comes. But we may have a new protocol to prove to everyone out there who's suffering from this. You won't need to be taken to an expensive Faraday cage or an anechoic chamber. We'll be able to prove 100% without deniability that this is happening to you, and we're able to identify the frequency signature.
Well, and it's not partisan. You know, both the left and the right in this country, whether you are a voter or you are the politician themselves, people need to care about this because you can be manipulated.
To fight for our sovereignty, to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that. Well, the other day when I had you guys coming on, I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, you're fat. You're your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Vaughn, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gave back 10, but now I'm back to where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, you'll get Masterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that, mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key C minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition of as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like this.
Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff and doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah, yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Friends, has your water been acting a little suspicious lately? Does it taste like it took a wrong turn through a garden hose on the way to your kitchen? Well, don't panic. Introducing the dual carbon gravity water filter.
Gee whiz, it sparkles like diamonds in the sunshine. No more of that yucky, murky tap stuff that tastes like it came straight from the old rusty pipes.
This water is so good.
It's the best ever.
I'm so glad. Fresh water is important.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Drink up.
We will.
Wow, that sure is a fine-looking water filter.
You know I'd never do you wrong, Lucy. This is top of the line, I tell ya.
Oh, I believe you.
Just you wait and see. I just know Ricky will love it.
I can't wait till he gets home.
He'll be so impressed.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Come in the kitchen, dear. I want to show you something.
Oh boy, that tastes great. You can always trust good old Alex.
Another satisfied customer.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I think a politician, maybe probably the most concerned about this, because not only can we see the intern that you're having sex with, that's not your wife, we can also now see the thoughts, the conspiracies, the secrets that you contractually actually are supposed to be keeping secret. Guess what? There's intelligence agencies and other private individuals who have access to this now through this technology. Jesse, the second you told me about this, I sat here thinking, this again is the highest threat of national security, I think, since the beginning of that term. That term's colloquial, popularity. Yet we still deal with this pushback that people don't think it's real. Not only is it real, it's going into a phase, if 6G is deployed, where we may not be able to stop it.
Yeah, and you brought up this point when we were in the UK last, is that election interference. Well, if you wanted the holy grail of being able to manipulate an election, this is it. Just reprogram massive population sets out there, and you're guaranteed to win an election, okay? Is that freedom? Is that democracy? You know, I would think not. But I would think the majority of the world listening today would say that that's complete slavery. It's enslavement of your brain. It's enslavement of your thoughts. It's enslavement of your creativity. That's one aspect of it. Now let's talk about people who are voted into leadership, who are currently into leadership, who are maybe not exposed to this right now, but will be exposed to that into the near future. You'll be able to program those leaders. You know, I've kind of wondered, President Trump has, came out one way, And what we're seeing today is something completely different. You know, is he being exposed to this type of technology? We know it's being utilized now. We know there are members in Congress currently who are suffering from this. I was contacted by the head doc of a three-letter agency and said I was absolutely right, that my clients and his 338 Havana syndrome patients had the same symptoms. He said the only difference was, and this was pre-pandemic on the cases that he was referencing, is that we were pulling out biosensors, surgically removing them, and he wanted to know more. Turns out that he also was the head doc for the mind control program for the CIA. And I found that out recently after digging a little bit deeper into who he was. But this is what the world is facing, particularly here in the United States. What our forefathers had pre-planned, never ever fathom that technology would be able to be intrusive into the human mind, you know. And that's the criteria that we need to look at.
When you say a firewall about protecting someone's mental program, so it reminds me of, they've done thousands of studies that Bill Clinton admitted one time of mind control studies. And the way studies go, you learn something and you build upon it. You don't repeat the same study 100 times. That's just not. So I'm thinking of 1,000 built upon studies of what they know, and then to sit there and take, okay, now, there hasn't been any studies to see how to stop it, right? They're more concerned with getting their end goal. And it's just like with putting this internal biosystem in there. Of course, they got thousands of compartmentalized studies and research and development they've done. But they didn't put anything into how to stop it, per se. But you're saying that you're working on a way that people, exercises possibly, that people could do at home to actually be able to protect their mental mentalness.
You know. Self-hypnosis is not new. It's been around for a long time. And if you can learn to self-program yourself to the subconscious, to not be suggestible, to not be influenced, to not take outside information in that way that's not allowed by you, per se, given permission by you, to not listen to it, to basically program your subconscious to say, I will not intake this data, and I will refuse this data. That is type of a mental firewall that can be created. And I've seen it done with some pretty good success. So that's one aspect of this. And ultimately, you know, obviously we would want to stop this RF infiltration that's being imposed upon us. Protecting the metadata, as we talked about in series one, having laws that our metadata is our intellectual property. Because what is being done with that data? Who's profiting off of it? Okay? Your intellectual property is being stolen, and someone else is making billions and trillions of dollars based off of your intellectual property. Let's call it for what it is. Your own thoughts. Okay? Your ideas. You know, trade secrets, all that's going to be out the window. And anything that you create is now going to be the property of someone else. Okay? This AI God system that Elon Musk talks about. So that's what I'm referencing.
Well, and certainly, what are some things, obviously, other than being discernful of this, that you can do to build up a firewall?
Exactly what I said. You basically being able to get into a hypnotic state where you program your subconscious, your own subconscious, to not allow these other influences to affect you. Now, you would come up, you would actually have to be very strategic about how you do this, because you want to be careful how the language is said to yourself. Because remember, the subconscious does not discern or make judgment. It just takes in that information and it acts on it, okay? Where the conscious mind is that filter where it says, okay, based on everything that I've learned from childhood to now, I can say whether I believe that or not believe that, whether it's true or not true. The subconscious does not have that ability. And that's why this technology is dangerous. And they know this. This is, you know, what they disclose. That's why what Alice in Wonderland was all about, that technique, is because they knew that they could elicit confusion, and I called message units, so I can overstimulate you and confuse you and then put in a directive into your subconscious, and your subconscious is going to take it no matter what.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so okay. That's the whole idea.
Are there things that make it less effective? I know we talked to Rafe, he said that he was advised, like, not eat salad. Like, you know, stay off a certain diet because we won't be able to intrude on your brain any further.
You know, I don't know about the dietary stuff. That's not my expertise. I know, you know, Rafe did touch on, they were told to take silicates during that exposure in 2016, if you remember the interview. And he was wondering why. He didn't know why. He didn't get it until we talked about the zeolite Z. When we talked about the zeolite Z, then Rafe goes, oh, that's why we were being told to take the silicates. Because that's another, you're asking, well, how do we defend ourselves? That's another way. If you can program your subconscious to create your own firewall, start doing the healthy things, like taking the zeolite Z, exercising. We know that sweat gets this stuff out of us.
Well, that's right. For anything in the universe, God's got a counter to it. You guys should briefly tell the story of how you met.
I was doing a study in United Kingdom where David Icke actually had allowed his production team to freely, and they ended up completing a documentary testing Bluetooth signal emissions from the human body. And when we're looking at a computer, a phone can do Bluetooth signals, a phone can do 100 other things, but when you're looking at it as a computer, you wouldn't really measure it with a Bluetooth signal, and in this case, Masterpiece's effectiveness at reducing those signals. Jesse got a hold of me. He was very direct and blunt, and he said, that's not enough. What you're doing is not going to, is not some type of answer that you want to broadcast as some type of solution and so forth. And I said, well, we've done graphene oxide testing and different things like that. And I said, well, can you just look at the information? And he was willing to look at it, and they were in double-blinded format, so they're scientific fact. And I said, my study coordinator is available if you'd like to talk with her about the way we've done these tests and so forth. And so I was transparent, obviously, and a little bit later he said, hey, why don't you send me some of that stuff and we'll take a peek. And he didn't get back to me for about a month, and then he did, and he said, hey, people are saying it's working. And for him, he was working too. I think I remember something like he was getting spots in his eyes, different things that was happening, and they had gone away. And then I think he stopped taking it, and they came back, and he started taking it again. It went away and so forth.
And now since then, you've done official studies.
Oh, yeah.
Scanning people and then doing the test, 70% reduction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we end this today, look, we've done it before. We show old B-roll of me like a year ago, but we should scan everybody again.
Okay, yeah, that's not a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we agreed that doing a study where we were going to see if the silicon-based electronic circuitry harmonic strength could actually be reduced, and we just ended up through trying to find truth and trying to help people. Our missions collided, and that's really what happened.
Explain the devices you use. You've also gone to universities and done this in Europe. Explain what's happening. You were saying decades ago we weren't even picking this up. Now it's almost everybody.
Correct. Yeah. So.
So how are they getting us to the air?
Well, through our MI6 whistleblower, who, you know, is a chemist out of Oxford, he had said that this is in our entire ecosystem. So, you know, when you say air, you know, let's just say everything. Air, water, he says it's in our grasses and our trees. He says if you test any of these organisms.
They call it microplastic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in everything, is what he said.
My name is Rafe Hassel. I'm a British citizen. After graduating from Oxford University with a degree in chemistry, I went abroad for about 12 to 13 years. A decade of that time was spent in the Middle East, East Africa, and to an extent, Asia. During that time, I worked for a number of organizations ranging from the US Department of State as a contractor. And in 2015 or thereabouts, the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, I was coerced into becoming an intelligence asset here in the United Kingdom. The work, in inverted commas, that I've been doing involved a lot of technology that became known as related to Havana syndrome. It took me years to recover, but I was fortunate enough to do so, and I'm fortunate that I didn't die. I had an enormous range of health problems after this, and including stage 3 bowel cancer. So I had to have half my bowel removed. I went through chemotherapy. I lost hair. I had huge skin problems at the end of 2018. I could barely see.
When you said you started to lose your eyesight, your hair and so forth.
Yeah.
That was prior to the chemotherapy.
Yes, it was definitely prior to the chemotherapy. So it did something physiologically, for example, in that instance to my eyes, but also I have had dreadful hearing problems ever since. And I, as I say, I lost hair on my head, which has grown back. I lost hair in patches all over my body. I lost extreme amounts of weight. I became anemic. And then that was when I learned that I had, bowel cancer. And the conclusion that I've come to is that it is a singular system for surveillance based, probably based on, microwave phase interferometry. That is an incredibly powerful non-line of sight surveillance system. However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
Are you able to describe how this system is installed?
Well, I think in my case, I was a previous generation of technology. So in my case, it is a dental implant, of which I can provide you the notes. There are several flavors of this technology. It is not just for surveillance, which you can, you know, mess around with someone should you want to. But there are fairly brutal directed energy weapon systems that are designed to incapacitate. There's absolutely no motive, for example, to survey you or to understand what you're thinking. It is literally there to turn you into a vegetable. Mm-hmm. And that is what I understand is the really devastating, I mean, it can be fatal as well, technology. Yeah.
Have you heard of that? Have you seen that technology being used?
Yes, it has been used against me. And in fact, beginning of October in 2016, I had what I then came to understand was a common attack vector, which is that I was at the sink, and I think that's been the case of a number of people who have reported. I was washing my hands, so clearly there is conductive effect, metal sink, and so on. And then suddenly, I just heard the crackle of electricity around the back of my head, presumably something like the Frey effect, maybe, I don't know. But it was incredibly powerful and it knocked me to the floor. I couldn't breathe. I managed to make it to a different level of the house. And I waited for it to pass. And that was my introduction, let me say, to the alternative version. And that was not by my own government. All of these technologies have the ability to be reconstructed or reconfigured for other purposes. And so in my view, absolutely. And I think that if certainly everything in the microwave and millimeter wave bands, I mean, it's quite common knowledge, LRADs, you know, we see these systems in the street, you know, is it such a great leap of, a great assumption to say that, we could repurpose towers that already broadcast in similar frequencies to do similar things to the effects we see elsewhere? I don't think so. And certainly, you know, with satellite systems and bringing 5G in the case of, for example, SpaceX, that's beaming down to your mobile handset. There is no denying that you have space to individual person communications, signaling. It was also made clear to me that there are non-toxic substances that can be ingested that increase your ability to act as an electrode, essentially. It improves the quality factor of transmission or whatever it may be. Those materials have been known about for some time. And so it doesn't strike me as strange. I think what's new is not the ability to turn someone into a better human antenna, but the ability to do other things. So, for example, in the past where you may ingest a substance that improves the quality of your bioelectromagnetic field, but that's it. And yes, okay, you can scan that for electronic signatures, be it, you know, brain waves, be it your heart rate, be it anything that you could potentially think of as a human producing in the course of its natural life processes. That requires a lot of work, but what can you do to that person? That's more limited. Well, it's limited to the radio frequencies, the types of effects that you might be able to project to that person. However, with the nanotechnology being as it is, and I'm not familiar with it, I'll be clear that this isn't part of my experience. This is something that's come on later. I understand that the technology for using nanomaterials is such that with certain frequency changes, you can get nanostructures and particles to do activities, i.e. warm someone up who has hypothermia. That's a real thing. To release chemicals or to release drugs. That's another peer-reviewed, known facet of nanotechnology within the human biome. So I think it opens up a new door of possibilities for this equipment. It's the next level, next generation of technology.
But to get to how I met Matt, when they did that Bluetooth study, I just said, hey, you might want to reconsider your conclusion that the zeolite is what caused those MAC addresses that you were detecting to disappear, okay? Because I know from my work that they can remotely turn it on and off, okay? So if it stops transmitting, then you can theoretically not get a MAC address. And I said, and he goes, well, what do you suggest? And I said, well, you're going to need a nonlinear junction test because that will check for semiconductive areas.
What's a nonlinear junction test?
So a nonlinear junction is this device here. It was developed by an aeronautics engineer. And as crazy as this sounds, this was designed to test for rust on airplanes. Mm. Okay.
Because you can't see the rust. Sometimes it's inside the structure.
It's inside, yeah.
Yeah. And so what this does, it sends out a harmonic to test to see if there's any oxidation. It's a couple harmonics. You'll get a third harmonic if there's oxidation.
So it's like radar or sonar?
It sends out a frequency.
So it bounces back or?
It bounces back. So what they discovered though is not only did it find rust, but it could find electronic components that had silicon. Okay. And silicon is in every electronic component out there. Doesn't matter what it is. They need silicon in order for a semiconductor to be stable. Otherwise it would just fall apart. And so, what they discovered though is even if the electronic component was on or off, it would find it.
Hmm.
Okay. So this is why I said to him.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah. I said to him.
Does that mean silicon's a transceiver?
So this will send out three harmonics. The first harmonic it sends out, it'll detect whether there's silicon-based conductivity, okay? And that reflection will come back, and it'll tell me the percentage of that silicon detection harmonic. And then it'll send out another one, okay? And now it's testing for metal or oxidation. If I get that back as a third harmonic, then I know I have a semiconductor that either has oxidation happening or metal. If I were to turn this on right now, as we continue to talk, is now demonstrate on camera what this does. Is, for example, this cell phone here.
Let's get the camera in closer. Man.
Okay. We know has electronic components in it. Okay. Okay, so when I put this over that,
you'll see a second harmonic and a third harmonic response, okay? That first harmonic is saying there's definitely silicon semiconductant material here, okay? There is no doubt, okay? Now, that third harmonic response at 50% is telling me there's also metal in this, okay? That's why they made this for the aeronautics industry, but then they discovered it was finding electronic components. Now, when you put this around the human body, okay, you would expect not to get anything because there should be no semiconductors whatsoever in the human body. But I know through my work, and this is why I wanted to help Matt, because I said, you're risking a lot by making that conclusion. And if you do that conclusion, it could cost you everything.
And for the record, that's the only study that we didn't push for publication. I immediately halted.
I see you sitting there on that couch every damn day watching the fight, but never throwing a punch for the cause. We're in the ring for you. Now you get in it for us.
I don't got a lot of money, but I give what I can. These bottles right here, they fuel the fight. Alex is out there swinging for us. Least I can do is swing back. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Of course, we got to have the champ on the show.
Nothing can stop me. The force lies within.
There is no escape from what you are becoming. Lay down your weapon or be destroyed.
Yes, Alex. Yes. Ready you are.
Jones is off the air.
There's a lot of noise right now.
Taking me off the air. It is beyond essential that you continue to spread the word about the broadcast and continue to support us.
That's usually when it matters most to have people in your corner who don't flinch. We've been a partner of this program and of Alex's for a long time.
I'm handing out ice water in the Sahara. I mean, it is such the top rated, the biggest company because they're the best. And he's a patriot.
We're not going anywhere, and that commitment runs to you. Here's the part that matters. With us, it's 8% when you buy and 0% when you sell. And here's something else. After you make your first purchase and become a client, if you're holding metals you bought somewhere else, bring them to us. We'll help you liquidate them. No commission. That means even if you didn't originally buy them from us, we'll still take care of you. That's not a promotion. It's not something that's for a limited time only. That's just the way we do business. Give us a call, and we'll bend over backwards to help you.
Visit kepm.com/gold to get started, or give us a call at 720-605-3900, and let us help you make room for what matters most.
Spot price, price of the metal in the ground. Miners haven't even touched it yet. Then they pull the metal out of the ground. They dig their tunnels. They drive it to the refinery. They melt it down, make it into a coin or a bar. That's wholesale. That's usually 3 to 5% over spot. We charge 8% on top of wholesale. When you liquidate, we charge zero.
Buy gold and silver bullion at wholesale. You can look every day what the price is. Type in what's wholesale gold and silver. And then you get it from them with a little processing fee. And then they buy it back for nothing with no cost. That's unprecedented. It's so easy. KPM.com/gold. Get a free telephone consultation email. You call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.